Gentlemen, start your boners.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
This don't make much sense, does it? We're at war with the Middle East, but we want somebody for president with a name like Barack Hussein Obama? Give us a break.
If you're referring to the president there, he is a citizen of the United States.
Barack Obama, the son of a black man from Kenya and a white man from Kansas.
And now,
a marriage is between Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Our feature presentation.
Now, that guy has a point, by the way.
And it rhymes. And his point rhymes. That's the most important thing.
Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31. How was the big weekend?
Good. It was a good weekend.
Bean?
You know, I was just thugging, like I do.
The thug life?
Just thugging. I think I won the U.S. Open of Surfing. I'm not sure.
That was
Sure, I'm pretty sure I won that. I'm waiting for them to call. I think that's how it works.
You don't surf.
And I wasn't there, but I still have a feeling. I don't know what. I still have a feeling I might have won. I don't know.
Like Manny Ramirez when he's not playing baseball but still getting votes for the All-Star game, that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Same sort of thing. Ridiculously hot this summer, right? You guys are with me on that. It's crazy, crazy hot.
You're not even here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still crazy hot for me, too, though. It's still in the 90s, for God's sakes.
Yeah, it's so,
oh, man,
it's so weird.
I scoff at the 90s.
I know. They say, 70s at the beaches, 90s inland. If you're at Kevin or Lisa's house, 147.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, wait a minute. How come? What happened to us? So,
it's
but
been
at least
brutal, and today's supposed to be the hottest of all. Right?
At least my air conditioning didn't break, so you got that working out.
Hey, at least you had air conditioning at some point
until this weekend. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's,
that hurts.
It is not pleasant. It's a good weight loss program, but other than that,
not a good sleep program.
No.
Though.
I've never had so many fans. By the way, interestingly.
Wow.
Because I went out and bought a bunch of them because it's so freaking hot. Last night I slept in the living room on a blow up bed.
Okay,
because it was pointless to try to go upstairs. I mean it's a mil- I mean you your feet would melt in the sta- you know on the stairs trying to walk up there.
Yeah.
Why don't you just get a window unit for upstairs?
I don't have the kind of windows that you can put a window unit in.
Oh.
Because they open sideways.
You and your fancy house.
Wow.
All right then.
So,
I don't know what to say to that.
At least I didn't wreck somebody else's car like Psycho Mike did this weekend.
Well, there is that.
I mean, it wasn't a full-size car.
Right, it was a smart car. And now, where were you? What were you racing?
The K1 Speed Racing in Torrance. It's like indoor electric kart racing. And Lightning and I were there.
It's awesome, right?
It's way awesome. These cars go super fast, like 45, 50 miles an hour. And it was a K-Rock gig, and the last thing I wanted to do was smash up one of their carts.
Oh, please.
And I smashed up one of their carts.
Yeah. They tell you, you know, ahead of time, hey, by the way, no touching.
Yeah.
Don't bump into each other. Don't try not to bump into the wall. You know, be somebody comes up behind you, go ahead and, you know, pull over and let them pass you.
Did they tell you all that, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
And what happened? Exactly.
The opposite.
In through one ear, out the other. And I'm thinking, don't put 50 mile an hour carts in the command of Lightning and I and other grown men who are way too immature and then expect us not to, you know, drive like we're in, you know, the championship of.
Yeah, it's way too much fun.
So they need to give you personality tests before they put you in a car. You know, if you're mature enough to handle the directions.
You have to become a Scientologist.
What I'm saying is that they assume that we're going to break them. I can guarantee because they don't allow grown men to go out there with those carts and tell them all these stupid rules and not expect us to crash into each other.
Okay.
Yeah, the thought might flash into your head as you're behind somebody and they're just about to, you know, make a turn. If you hit them in the back, they'll spin out and you can fly right by. But you're not supposed to fight that urge. I don't think. I don't think they really expect
they just
to.
Say that for insurance
well,
purposes.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah.
It's a suggestion.
It's too great a temptation. There's no possible way to not do that.
Well, there's no penalty for wrecking it either. It's not like they charge you for it. So, I mean, really, if there's no incentive to not crash, of course you're going to crash.
Right. Yeah. Good point.
1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. If you'd like to get on Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew, you call us. Any topic is fine. Something over the weekend, something on TV over the weekend, a movie that you saw. Perhaps you're upset that we didn't properly warn you about Esther. I don't know. Something like that.
We told them there was something wrong with her. What else they need to know?
A bunch of times.
We may have undersold that. Though the amount that's wrong with Esther, we may have undersold. That's all I'm saying. So your calls right now, and then we'll give you a prize just for getting on the air. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Well, let's see. You get a bunch of stuff today. A $25 Tilly's gift card from Levi's, along with a pair of tickets to go see a private demo with the Levi's BMX team at the Etney State Skate Park, which is on Sunday, August 2nd. Of course, it's X Games week. We have huge X Games stuff for you this week here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
We do, and maybe we'll talk about some of that now while our phones just died.
Yeah, I sure saw that.
Oh, what happened? That's not good.
This radio station is barely held together.
It's strings and
it really is.
A few wires.
A little bit of glue.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happens, but about once a day, the phones just completely electronically throw up. And there's nothing you can do about
it. It's usually when we're going to take calls.
Yeah.
So if you were either on hold or calling us, please call right back because they usually reset pretty quickly. 1-800-520-1067 is the number for now.
Did you hear what happened to us over the weekend?
What?
We're not good for a lot of reasons. Like we were saying, the whole radio station is kind of held together weekly. But over the weekend, we were playing music that was way too fast. And I don't know how this happens.
You mean it was sped up?
Let me give you a little taste. This is from the weekend. Chester on helium.
I don't know
how that happened. Don't look at me. It's computerized for some reason.
Oh, my God.
And
really?
We'll give you some more highlights a little bit later on this morning because the phones are working now again. We're getting some calls. But I don't know how it even is possible. Like, if we wanted to speed up a song,
yeah,
I don't know how we would do it.
That's hilarious.
But apparently it was for quite some time. This weekend.
I would like to hear that.
The songs were not exactly as planned.
That is weird because it's not like it's an old turntable where you can make it go faster.
Right.
I mean, it's on a hard drive, a computer hard drive.
Right.
So how does that happen? And was Jed on? Is that
well,
what
yes. Is?
So clearly he screwed it up somehow, right?
No, I don't think so.
There's nothing the DJ could do to make this happen. This
right.
is, like Kevin said, this is some glitch in the software that plays the music. Even if Jed if Jed was going out of his way to sabotage the station, there's no way he could figure out how to do that.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre. All right, we'll take your calls now. 1-800-520-1067. Let's try this again. Let's begin with Juan. Hi, Juan.
Hello.
Hi. What are
you
doing?
How's it going?
Good.
Actually, you know, I thought it was hilarious. The other day, Lisa May, I heard you plug a commercial for Preparation H.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm a believer.
Oh, yeah. She's a believer and a user.
It actually just shows the type of asshole that the show's starting to promote.
See what you did there.
That's a product.
Oh, yeah.
I get it.
He's got a comedy chunk
yes,
that he's
he
working
does.
Out this morning.
Well done.
Nicely done. Thank you.
Lisa, don't a lot of ladies use that for wrinkles too?
I have heard that. I've never tried it, but it is supposed it reduces swelling. So if you wake up with puffy eyes, it would make sense.
Put it in your eyes?
Well,
that's
no,
what I've heard.
Around your eyes.
Oh.
Your eyeballs don't actually get puffy,
all right.
Kevin.
Let's try Mike with a big story over the weekend on line 2. Hey, Mike, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Hey, I was watching TV over the weekend, and I saw this strange story about Rhode Island.
Okay.
It's illegal for a 16-year-old girl to operate a chainsaw, but it is legal for her to strip at a strip club.
At 16?
Really?
Yeah, they just changed the law. They just changed the law. You have to be 16 now to strip in Rhode Island. But they do have all sorts of restrictions, like if it's a school night, you have to be off the pole by 11, things like that.
Are you serious?
Yep.
And you have to take 10-minute study breaks. You have to take 10-minute study breaks each hour.
Did they just increase the age or decrease the age?
It's weird. I don't know.
Well, they had to decrease it. What do you think? It was 14?
I don't know. You know how some of these places are.
Well, they're not 16-year-olds. That is bizarre.
Yeah.
it was weird, some of the things that they were allowed to do as far as the stripping goes, and some of the things they weren't allowed to do
as
minors.
How in this day and age do they put that through, you know, voting and everything else, and people go, they should be able to strip when they're 16 and 17, not wait till they're 18.
It's our tough economic times, Kevin.
Right, sure.
That stripper may be supporting her entire family. Wow.
Yeah, that seems, I don't know, maybe a little young. That's all I'm saying. I'm sorry, can I hear that again?
Sure, yeah.
Giddy up.
Okay.
So at least one person excited about the new law.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
We have Dave Mirra on the program today, talking about the X Games.
I believe, I could be wrong, but last time I checked, he was the winningest medal winner ever for X Games.
Really? Yeah,
20-something medals. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he should just let up a little bit, you know, let some other people have some. But
and I think he's won in every X Games too, by the way, which is pretty remarkable when you think about it.
X Games are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thursday and Friday at Staples Center and Home Depot, and then Saturday, Sunday only at Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to go, tickets are like $10, which is fantastic.
It's a great deal, yeah.
A whole day, and if you can't go, then you can watch it on ABC and ESPN and. It's always a great weekend. I'm going all 4 days.
Yes,
wow. Dude.
That's my plan. And then I'm going to take Monday off because I'm not feeling well.
It should be cool out there, too. It should be comfortable.
Oh, yes, that's
look, beautiful. It'll be cooler than Kevin's house. I know
that's
that.
That's true, yeah. That's true. And anybody that needs to lose some weight, come to my house. let's say if you have an iPhone and you're looking for some medical marijuana, there's an app for that.
They think of everything, those people.
Where's weed, it's called? No, I don't think that's what it's called, but
it should be.
Yeah, and they should have GPS on people selling it, too. It was on the street.
Perfect. Oh, there you go.
Oh, they're a mile and a half from my house. I'll head right on over. Strange app for that, but we thought we would talk to the people behind it.
Okay.
Harvey Levin from TMZ.com talking about the celebrities and whatnot.
Yep.
Got to get the latest on the Michael Jackson doctor. I didn't pay much attention over the weekend, but they were talking manslaughter before the weekend, which...
And I heard this morning. Is this right that the autopsy results are out now?
It sounds to me like they've been sort of unofficially
leaked.
Out for a week or so.
Yeah.
But,
hey, I like to bring up every time Michael Jackson's name enters a conversation. How about burying the guy?
Yeah, there is that.
Still?
I mean, he's been dead since I was a teenager, I know, when he died, yet he's still above ground. What's up? What's up?
We could get Esther on the deal. She'll bury him. I'll tell you that right now. That orphan. I don't know.
Did you go?
Oh, yeah. I love scary
How
movies.
How scary was it?
Well, she's more effed up than we realize.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to give away too much because I don't know. You know, a lot of people want to go.
Gone yet.
Kim Jong-il is making fun of Hillary Clinton.
Hey!
Yeah, this is pretty funny.
Apparently, does not have high regard for her.
It's so amazing that he can get away with anything. He can be the biggest a-hole in the world and people just kind of accept it.
Yeah.
I mean, in his country, of course, they have no choice because he'll kill you if you give him lip. But even the rest of the world, it just seems like everybody's like, you shouldn't be like that. You should be more like the rest of us. And he's just F you and just does whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost
says whatever he wants. No diplomacy whatsoever.
Yeah. Once you kind of accept who someone is, you just stop complaining about it, it seems like.
He's crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to shoot weapons at any country I please this weekend. Well, all right. You're nuts.
Yeah.
So go right on ahead. And also on today's show, we're going to tell you why Psycho Mike here on our show should probably not be around kids.
What?
Ever. Ever.
Well, duh.
Ever. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. If you were listening this weekend to this radio station, you heard that song like this.
The dance remix.
We don't have time for the actual versions
along.
On the weekend.
Let's go.
Right.
Move it along.
We got stuff to do.
Hey, I knew that they were trying to get us to play more music, and now we can play like 25 songs an hour. It's pretty cool.
K-Rock, all the music in half the time.
Right. We know people are busy. We just want to make sure you get to hear your favorite songs in 90 seconds or less.
Right.
All right, it's Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Ralph Garman joins us after a big, big weekend in San Diego. Looking back, how was the Comic-Con for you, Ralph? Great time?
It was a blast, as always. You know, the thing is, excuse me, stole a little horse from the weekend. The convention center down there is near what they call the Gaslight District. If you've never been to San Diego, there's the old San Diego.
Gas lamp?
The Gaslight. Gaslight. Oh. Gas lamp?
I think it was lamp.
Lamp. Oh. It's gassy, whatever it is.
It's very gassy.
that's right near where the convention center is. So they close off all the streets surrounding the area. So all the major hotels where the people stay for the convention are there, and all the bars and restaurants. So it's just a big weekend of people walking up and down the streets and drinking and partying all weekend long.
It's like being
long.
In New Orleans.
It is. It's like being wherever they hold the Super Bowl for a year, only for geeks, you know? And you just have a blast, and it's just so many great people. And I met so many K-Rock listeners down there, by the way, and who all came up and said so many nice things about the show and what we do here. So it was really, it was a blast. I had a good time.
Very cool.
Sounded cool.
I will be back next year.
Awesome.
Showtime, the people, good people at Showtime who invited me down to do the Dexter panel, as well as the folks from Sony, who, of course, are releasing that movie District 9 I was talking about
right this
summer, have both asked me to return and do a repeat performance next year. So I will be back again having a good time. So thanks to those guys, and thanks to all the K-Rock listeners again who came up and said hi and bought me too many drinks, too, by the way. A lot of vodka.
That's one thing Ralph doesn't need, is to have drinks bought for him.
I really don't.
He's got that covered.
I can do my own damage quite nicely. Thank you, and I appreciate that. Kevin, meanwhile, apparently was spending some time inside a nuclear reactor.
Yes. It was.
What happened to you?
It's a tiny bit hot. Oh, my sunburn?
You got a little sunburn there, yeah.
Yeah. No, my house didn't have air conditioning, but I was also outside.
Decided to get out in the sun. Yeah. Went cool off.
Where it was cooler. You know what they should do? They should get some kind of lotion or salve or something you could put on it would protect you from the sun.
They
or
should.
Some sort of device to put on your head.
Right, right, right.
That would be good, too.
Any of the above would help.
Or if you could get something solid that the sun's rays couldn't pass through and you could get beneath it, like an umbrella or something, in order to not get sunburned.
Like my head would fit under an umbrella.
Well, two umbrellas.
All right. Yeah, I'm a little burned.
That's all right. It was good. A little color. Let's take a look at today's celebrity. What? Let's take a look at the weekend backup. All right. I'm going to just go home.
0 for 2.
I'm just going to go home. I need a couple days. I'll be back like Wednesday.
All right.
Let's take a look at the weekend box office as we do every Monday morning. Articulate. Top 10. Here they are. Bruno was number 10. I'm doing reverse order for surprise. Surprise ending.
Okay.
Bruno was number 10 this weekend with about $2.7 million. Public Enemies came in at number 9. Then The Proposal. The Hangover at number 7. Transformers Fallen of what? Revenge of the Fallen was number 6. Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs was 5th. I know this can't be right because I know the difference, but my story here that I got from the LA Times says that Oprah was number 4.
What?
Yeah, it's their typo. LA Times sent me this story, and it says Oprah was number 4.
How much did Oprah make at the box office?
$12.7 million this weekend.
There's definitely something wrong with Oprah. We know that.
I think they mean orphan, and their spell check maybe took over when they sent
that's
sent
exactly
that.
What happened.
It's very different.
this email. The Ugly Truth made $27 million this weekend.
Damn you to hell, people, when you went to see that.
Lisa May.
I didn't see it.
Lisa. You did.
Yet.
Yeah, Harry exactly. Potter and the Half-Blood Prince made
We know what you mean.
Prince
Take 2.
Made $30 million this week.
Now what about that, Ralph? What about a Harry Potter movie staying at the top for just 1 week?
I know because it was beaten out by Funny Guinea Pigs, people.
Wow.
G-Force knocked Harry Potter off the top of the pile with $32.2 million in its opening weekend. People love Secret Agent Guinea Pigs. I tried to tell you last week.
You have been saying that.
You've been saying
life.
It for years.
Yeah. No one listened to me.
Did you go, Mike?
No.
You didn't go?
No. I didn't get a chance to see this
will,
weekend either, but I will be going.
I originally, last week, went to try to go to a screening and got turned away. It was already packed. So.
Wow.
I don't think it was so much it was packed. I think it was the fact that you were trying to get in.
They had his picture
with no
and
children,
name.
Yeah,
yeah
no,
just
maybe you're right.
Be on your way. People love guinea pigs.
It's hard to argue.
Oh, I can't wait to see that movie. Looking forward to it. looks like the bromance between Chase Crawford and Ed Westwick may be over.
Is that going to bust up the private investigation office?
Yeah, I think they might have to investigate cases on their own from now on. Chase Crawford, PI, and Ed Westwick, PI, are taking a break from their bromance. They have moved out of their bachelor pad that they shared together. Is it a bachelor pad if you're sharing it with another dude? Or is it just
I guess it could be.
Or is it a Brokeback pad?
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
The two stars of Gossip Girl decided to go their separate ways because they need their own space, People Magazine is claiming.
So funny.
You're also a bug pirate.
Chase Crawford said he's pretty low maintenance. All he needs to survive in an apartment is a coffee maker and a neighborhood Chipotle restaurant.
Okay.
Well, that is pretty low maintenance. No word on how Ed is taking the breakup, but we hope we wish Mr. Westbrook well.
Yes, we do.
That's not easy to say. Amy Winehouse, congratulations, Amy. She beat the rap for beating up a fan on Friday. She was acquitted of assaulting a burlesque dancer named Shireen Flash. That's a good name for a burlesque dancer.
I guess so, yeah.
Who said Amy punched her when she asked Amy for an autograph near the end of a charity event in London last September.
You don't ask a celebrity for an autograph.
How dare you?
What was she thinking? Not at a charity event.
Yeah. Amy used the old hairdo defense.
What?
To get acquitted. She said in court that she's only 5'3", and there's no way she could have punched the much taller Shireen in the face, and her beehive hairdo makes her look much taller than she really is. That's why people may have thought that she actually punched her.
Okay. She just hit her with her hair?
I don't know what she did there. But anyway, the jury said not guilty, and she was acquitted.
Huh.
So, just what Amy needs, another reason to celebrate.
Yeah.
Go home and pop a cork and a couple bottles of heroin.
Do they sell them in bottles now?
Oh, sure.
All right.
Nadia Suleiman, the Octomom. Haven't heard that name in a while, have you?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Well, get ready to hear it a lot more. She has just signed her deal for her reality show.
Great.
Apparently, the show will begin filming September the 1st. No word yet on which network will pick it up, but the producers of such shows as Breaking Bonaducci and Biggest Loser is the production company behind this project. Nadia has signed a deal for each of her 14 children as well. They will earn $250 a day to star in their own show. That means the 14 kids will make a grand total of $250,000 over the three-year term of the deal. No word on what Nadia is getting paid, but the kids are making $250 a day.
Good.
Isn't that some child labor law or something?
The only thing that can make that story better, yeah. Having 14 kids to put them on TV.
Yeah, that's the truth.
That's good.
And speaking of putting kids on television, Britney Spears says no when it comes to putting her kids on Kevin Federline's new reality show.
No.
Yeah, he announced it was fine, right? I mean, he said, yeah, they're going
to
be
in it. He intended to.
Yep.
He was going to be about him and his girlfriend, the volleyball player. Veronica Pierce, Victoria Pierce, Victoria Prince.
Prince. Prince, yeah, Prince.
Valerie Prince, VP.
No, it's just Prince. It's actually the artist Prince.
Wow.
Wow.
And Sean and Jaden. It's going to be the four of them on the show. Well, Britney has nixed the idea.
When she's the level-headed one.
Yeah, what's this?
What's going on?
What is this moment of clarity Britney Spears is showing us? She says she's serious and considering legal action to assure that her baby boys do not end up on television, have the most normal upbringing possible. Well, possible being the optimum word there.
Yeah.
You know, your mom's Britney Spears.
Sure.
It does seem like you'd need the permission of both parents in order to put them on a show.
I would like to think so. Although Charlie Sheen tried to stop Denise Richards' Colin It's Complicated from putting those kids on the show, and they were on there. So
yeah.
I don't know whether she has a chance or not. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Julian McMahon. He's from Nip Tuck.
Hey!
Hey!
He is 41 years old today. Singer Pete Yorn celebrates his 35th birthday. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers from The Tudors is 32 years old. And Bugs Bunny celebrates his 69th birthday today.
Yeah.
He first appeared on the cartoons on this date in 1940. 69. Looks pretty good for an old bunny, doesn't it? Oh, would you please? Really? Every time I say 69, is this going to be... I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Speaking of cool stuff happening, Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with us here on the Kevin Bean Show right now. Hey, Harvey, what's up, man?
Good morning, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Harvey.
How was the weekend? How was your weekend?
Good. How was yours?
Good.
You go see that hamster movie?
No, I didn't. Did you?
Oh, I guess they're guinea pigs, actually. Come to think of it, they're guinea pigs.
Did you see the hamster movie? The gerbil movie?
No.
I didn't see that one.
It's not a gerbil movie, I don't think, Harvey.
Whatever it is. I don't know what it is. They all look the same to me.
Yeah.
Harvey, Michael Jackson's got to still be doing the biggest business on your site, I would imagine, these days, because this seems like the story, unlike the singer, the story will not die. Every day it seems like there's something new with the investigation. What's the latest that you're interested in on it?
I mean, where to begin? This doctor is in trouble. It is looking more and more like this doctor, and this is, you know, what our police people are telling us, the law enforcement people, that the police really believe that the doctor somehow administered this really powerful anesthesia propofol to Jackson.
Right.
And the thing is, that should never be done at a home. Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
But if there's a doctor there, is
never,
it legal? Not even
ever,
legal.
Ever.
Okay.
It's just insane to use it at home. And it's never, ever used for sleeping. This is a drug that's used for surgery, never for sleeping. And we're going to get more into that as the days go on, because there's a real story there. But on, but here's the thing: when the emergency workers got there, there was an IV in his arm, there was an IV stand, there was an empty IV bag and an oxygen tank. I am told that when the paramedics got there, not only was he flatlined, there was no electrical activity in his heart. The paramedics say he was dead by the time they got there, and that they wanted to declare him dead, pronounce him dead right at the scene, but the doctor said, no, we're going to take him to the hospital. So they took him to the hospital, and the doctors there said, he's dead. And the doctor and Dr. Murray just, for some reason, continued CPR, which they all kind of found very, very strange.
So the EMTs and the doctors at the hospital knew that he was dead already, and there was nothing to be done, but this doctor insisted he be taken to the hospital, and he was doing CPR?
He was doing CPR after the doctors at the hospital at UCLA said he was dead. They found it very strange.
Yeah. That guy saw his life disappearing before his eyes.
Well, now here, and now here's the weird part. There is a, you know, he has an office in Houston.
Right.
He called 911 here at around 11:40. That's the estimate, around 11:40-ish L.A. time.
Right.
At 9:22 L.A. time, two of his workers at his Houston clinic went to a storage facility and nervously asked for four or five boxes that they picked up and put in their car and drove away
with. Is that right?
That's 9:22, more than 2 hours after he called 911. So that's just another oddity that people are looking at. But these two women worked for the doctor.
Now, we've heard many different stories, especially on your site, say that the police are dealing with this as a homicide.
We've been saying that for, right. you know, there were a couple of entertainment shows that were saying, no, it's just a death.
Right.
It's not. It's been a homicide investigation for almost a month.
So they're talking manslaughter. Maybe.
And I haven't really talked about this, but it's not just manslaughter. I mean, just because the police characterize it as manslaughter, a possible manslaughter in the search warrant, the prosecutors could change that, and they could make it even more serious if they wanted
to. That's true. What was the deal with this doctor? Was he living with Michael Jackson for some sort of daily medical care, Harvey?
He was living there for a time. He had a room there, and as a matter of fact, when the cops came the second time to the house after Jackson died, they found a stash of drugs hidden in the closet in the room where the doctor was staying, including this propofol.
Interesting. What's the status, A, of Michael Jackson's nose, because we've been hearing those rumors that somehow it's missing, and B, are they ever going to bury the poor guy?
Yeah, I mean, I think they are going to bury him, and I think there's still going to be, you know, there's still a little uncertainty in the family on where he's going. I mean, this is not a family that's real organized, and
right.
it's just not.
Right, but how long has it been?
It's been a month.
Okay, it doesn't take a lot of organization to figure out where he's going to be buried. A month.
See, here's my feeling. I mean, I don't know if we talked about this or not. He should go to Vegas.
Yes.
They should put him in the Wynn Hotel
in
some kind of a Napoleon-like tomb, charge $25, have memorabilia around in a rotunda, and they'd make more money than Elvis.
No, that's clearly the answer. And Michael Jackson loved Vegas, too, for people who are into that. Hey, what would the deceased would have enjoyed? And they could also, by the way, they could also take the Neverland house and move it to Vegas if they wanted something bigger off the strip and turn it into a museum.
Like a trailer. They could move Neverland on a trailer.
Wide load.
I mean, this family is about making money. I mean, look at how much they've been making, you know, off the death since it happened. There's no question that they want to figure out a way to capitalize on this, because that's a paycheck for them for as long as they live.
Yeah, and I don't think that's bad. I mean, they filed special papers late last week saying that Michael Jackson's autobiography, Moonwalk, they want to reprint it in France and Germany and all these places because there's a huge demand for it. So they're going to capitalize on it. And again, I mean, honestly, they got to take care of the kids. The estate has a lot of debt. I don't think that's such a bad thing.
No, I agree. Well, I know you're following this.
No, the weird thing is,
yes.
So this dude, Dr. Tomei.
I don't know who that is.
Well, he's a guy that supposedly was a financial advisor, and God knows. He comes forward and says, Listen, I've got this $5.5 million in cash that was a secret between Michael and me, and he gave it to the estate after the estate was kind of on to the fact that this money may exist.
Right.
How the hell did he get $5.5 million in Michael Jackson's cash that was cash that was a secret between Michael and him?
Is this a doctor, did you say?
He's a doctor, but he was kind of operating as, you know, a financial advisor type guy and this and that.
Boy, I mean, I hate to rampantly speculate, but I guess he was probably euthanizing the kids and burying them where we'd never find them.
Oh.
But you rampantly speculate.
Of course. That's all
like
we do.
I'm like President Obama. I don't have the facts, but here's my comment.
There you go.
All right, Harvey. Fascinating stuff. I hadn't heard too much about that. We'll follow all these developments on this story and everything else in the world of entertainment.
Guys,
what?
Guys.
What? I'm trying to say goodbye. What?
No, don't say goodbye.
Okay.
How can we not talk about Tori and Candy Stone?
How can we not? This is
that is pretty spectacular.
How can we not talk about that?
You mean the middle-aged reality?
Yes.
Reality star? Yeah.
Lisa Meg, just help me out here, because, I mean, these guys don't get it.
No, no, we're used to you having to run, and we're running late, so.
I can't hang up and fill not us talk
in.
About this.
Fill us in.
Unbelievable. I mean, Lisa Meg got the headline on this thing, which that's the thing that
struck
me.
It's so mean.
So, Candy Spelling got in touch with TMZ, and she gave us an open letter to Tori Spelling. And it's basically calling her out. Candy says that Tori is using the grandkids as pawns, that for her reality show, that she's withholding the kids. But it's really like, you know, you're living your life like you're on television, and you've got to understand family. But the best part is, she says it's an exclusive to TMZ.com, and it says middle-aged reality show stars like my daughter.
Wow.
Ouch. Isn't that? Ouch. Wow.
That's how you handle things with your kids, right? You go through TMZ.
Nice.
Well,
What's the source of the... For folks who don't know, by the way, the name Candy Spelling, she was married to Aaron Spelling, one of television's all-time star creators. Everything from Charlie's Angels on, Aaron Spelling had a hand in Beverly Hills 90210, Melrose Place, all those shows. But what's the source of the feud with her and her daughter, Tori?
Well, it goes back a long way. Now, one of the things that we actually published, it must be 3 years ago, that when Tori got married the first time, Tori felt that Candy cheaped out the wedding. I mean, this is what, at least, you know, one side says one thing, but Candy's side was saying that Tori was bitter because Candy only spent $1 million on the wedding.
Only a million.
Wow.
A bride can't be expected to have a wedding on only $1 million.
And how long did that marriage last?
I think about 5 minutes.
Yes. That's what I thought.
Good.
The last I saw was a clip of Tori crying on a reality TV show talking about how she was trying to decide whether to invite grandma to the kid's first birthday party or something.
Well, that's what this is about. And apparently Candy has decided she's not going to do it because she feels like it was done just kind of half-heartedly and done for ratings and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, I just, Lisa Mae, you got to love
it. Yeah, that's
a great feud.
Middle-aged reality show star. She's not at all interested in getting back together with her daughter.
No, of course
she's
not.
She's just kicking her as hard as she can.
They're basically slamming each other through whatever means they can. And the one last story, Harvey, that I do have to bring up is Joe Francis from Girls Gone Wild.
Oh.
And how they were bribing guards where he was staying in Reno with tickets to watch the Oakland Raiders. Come on now.
No. Not just tickets to watch the Oakland Raiders. Allegedly giving the jailer a Cartier watch, a $5,000 gift certificate to Saks Fifth Avenue, which I think is kind of funny. Would you really give a guard at a prison a gift certificate to Saks?
He'd
say, I'm dying to go to Saks. big screen TV. But Joe's defense of this is great. So we get Joe out over the weekend, and his defense is, you got to be kidding. This is totally bogus. If I was going to bribe anybody, I'd bribe them with girls.
Well,
that's right.
Yeah. Got a point.
Something that isn't in your story that I would like to know is, if they do discover that this is true, does Joe go back to jail?
Well, you know, you are on today. I wondered the same thing because he wasn't arrested for this. There were somebody who worked for him, a Girls Gone Wild producer was arrested, and two jailers were arrested, but Joe wasn't. So I don't know the answer to that.
It seems like he would. doesn't it?
No, well, not to me. I mean, not if he's done his time, that because he did the time that he was
No, no,
but
he'd
be convicted of a new crime.
These are different crimes.
This is bribery.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, interesting. I wondered that too. But right now, the only arrests were the producer. But boy, it's an interesting case.
Yeah,
it's good to be the jailer of Joe Francis. I guess
so.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, it's like you know, there's something up when you see this 300-pound guy at Saks in the men's department.
Yeah, like what can I get for this?
Find something
that fits. TMZ.com. Check your local listings for TMZ Television in Los Angeles. It's weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. Harvey, great to catch up with you, man. Thanks for coming.
Good talking to you guys.
Thanks, Harvey.
Bean, I don't often like for you to act as a judge because I don't think you have the basic understanding of human nature. But in this particular case, I would like you to be the judge.
What are we talking
about? And I would like to be the prosecuting attorney, and Psycho Mike is the defendant.
Oh, what? Okay.
I would like to suggest that Psycho Mike not be allowed little kids.
Can I be the court reporter?
Sure.
Okay.
So Psycho Mike is defending himself, yes. And he hasn't even heard the charges yet. You're throwing him into the courtroom.
I love children.
Yes, I have just a few questions.
Okay. He coaches like a softball team.
He does coach a softball
team. Of young girls.
Mike, do you at times play the Wii game Mike Tyson Punch-Out?
Oh, often. Very often, yeah.
Did you recently play Mike Tyson's Punch-Out with your nephew?
Yeah. Yes. Very often again. Yeah.
How old is that nephew?
He's 6.
6 years old.
Yeah.
Was there a bet placed on the outcome of this particular video game?
Oh, almost every time we play, we have bets, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what in the world do you bet a 6-year-old?
Well, we either do arms or Charlie horses or kicks to the nuts.
Uh-huh. And what was the bet this particular time?
The most recent one was pepper spray.
What? Mm-hmm.
Did you win or lose that?
Well,
that
I won.
Game? You won.
It was 2 out of 3. And I gave him a second shot.
And did you, in fact, pepper spray your 6-year-old nephew?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I rest.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. But.
No,
I mean,
but. What do you mean, but?
Where are the parents?
Watching.
No.
Rooting him on? No, I don't know.
Well, I was babysitting, and so his parents weren't around,
right.
But I guess they know now. But
well, like, they didn't know that night when they came home, and
his
little
face was all, like, burning, and
it's not acid, it's just pepper spray.
Well, they use that on people.
And it was like, you know, the bootleg kind of drugstore pepper spray. It wasn't like the Soldier of Fortune death pepper spray, but it still probably didn't feel too good.
Right.
His older brother's a paramedic.
It wears off in a while, right?
Yeah, and he jumped in the pool right after.
To kill the pain.
Yeah.
So, being as judge, would you suggest that perhaps we keep Psycho Mike away from youngsters?
I'm actually fine with that.
You are?
Little kids? Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that happened, and I'm sure there's going to be an inquiry.
I'd also like to point out that the court reporter's Ken Amalfi, too, in this courtroom.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 6:56.
Kevin and Bean Show Monday morning. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a new day, for a new week. What's happening, Ralph?
Before I get to the Showbiz news, I've got tickets to give away. I love when I get a chance to give the listeners chances to see movies before anybody else does. And that's just what this is. It is a pair of passes to the Los Angeles premiere of Rogue Pictures' upcoming thriller, A Perfect Getaway, which, I don't know if you've seen the trailer or not, but looks awesome.
Does look good.
And totally spooky at the same time. All I know is someone throws a hatchet around a lot.
Ooh.
That seems
and
bad.
When someone throws a hatchet at you, nothing good can come from that.
That's true.
Yeah, Psycho Mike. He did it to his little nephew the other day when they were playing Punch-Out. The bet was you get to throw a hatchet at the other guy.
In Mike's defense, though, the kid made the bet and lost.
That's true. It's going to happen on Wednesday, August the 5th. This movie stars Timothy Oliphant, Mia Mila. How do you say her name?
Jovovich or
I don't know.
Jovovich, yeah.
Mia or Mila?
I think it's Mia.
I do, too.
I think it is, too. Mia Jovovich and Steve Zahn, who, you know how I feel about Steve Zahn.
Zahn!
He's your hero.
He is one of my heroes. And
you would step on Adam West's face to get to Steve Zahn at this point,
hey,
right?
Hey, let's not get nuts.
I'm pushing.
I mean, I love me some Zahn, but, you know, got to keep the man in place.
Got priorities.
Anyway, as I mentioned, I've got 5 pairs of passes to this upcoming screening. If you'd like to go to see A Perfect Getaway, here's the number, 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call right now. First 5 people who get through on the phones will get a pair of passes to see A Perfect Getaway Wednesday, August 5th. And I'm going to be there because I want to see this movie a lot. Because Steve Zahn is one of those guys who can do comedy, he can do drama, he can do it all, and he's always endlessly entertaining.
He's also better than most of the movies he's in.
Yeah.
He's
but this one looks
guys.
Like
it does too, but
right in line with each other. He'll be on the show next week too, by the way. You know how excited I get when that happens.
Sure.
Unfortunately, he's just be on the phone, but
I love when he comes in. And I can give a big hug.
Maybe you can go to where he is and be on the phone with him.
That would be cool.
Maybe you're the reason he's on the phone.
Remember when we talked to, speaking of Adam West, remember we talked to Adam West in, at Comic-Con on Friday when I was down there in San Diego? I hung out with him for the better part of the day after
and
we
by
got
hung
off the
out,
air.
You mean followed?
I mean stalked. And so I said, Adam, thanks so much for coming on this morning. He's like, I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. I said, I'm sorry to get you up so early to do it. He goes, well, you didn't really. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, I was just lying in bed talking to you on the phone. I was like, oh, yeah.
No. What are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm
just saying, yeah.
No. Bruce Wayne was all stretched out in his silk sheets.
You know what I'm saying? It. What's wrong with you?
Something do you sexy think he wears a Batman feety pajamas or something like that? Or what do you
yes,
think?
Bean. I'm sure that's what he wears, Batman feety pajamas.
In Bean's world, everyone has feety pajamas. It's just what
as sleep with a sock monkey.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I told myself and I told you, the listeners, that I wasn't going to do any Michael Jackson news.
You did. You
until there was something to report.
Right.
I may have to break my own rule here.
Okay.
Because this story is so good that I have to talk about it.
Okay.
This comes from Rolling Stone magazine. So this is not something out of the Star or the, you know, one of the other tabloids. Apparently, Michael Jackson's nose is missing.
That is awesome. But that's been missing for like 6 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, but I'm talking about the prosthetic nose that he apparently has been wearing for a number of years on his face to cover up the gaping hole that used to be his nose.
Oh.
So it's gone.
It's gone.
Manhole.
Yes. When his body was taken to the Los Angeles County Morgue, the prosthetic nose he'd been wearing for a number of years was not on his face. That just left a small, dark hole with bits of cartilage revealed around it.
What a weird item to steal.
The coroner's office say they're looking into security breaches because they're not sure whether the nose went missing or someone stole his nose.
That's the ultimate souvenir right there.
I guess.
I'm checking on eBay starting today for the Michael Jackson nose. The official cause of death, by the way, is expected to be released later this week. So I will have some news to report then.
It has been leaking out for a week, though.
They've been saying homicide. Yeah. It looks like it's going to be ruled a homicide.
Yep.
But his nose is missing.
His nose is missing.
Like there was no warning of a big open hole.
Right.
That's right. You'd think Shia LaBeouf would obey traffic laws since his license was suspended a year ago, right?
You certainly would.
Certainly, yeah.
Well, photographers for TMZ.com caught Shia tooling around Sherman Oaks on a scooter, motorized scooter, with no helmet on. That is a major violation here in the Golden State, and a bad idea, too, because I think, look, the guy's got a record of maybe having some trouble negotiating traffic.
Yeah, and he could be recognized as well.
That's true.
Pretty easy to see who it is.
I mean, you think effing up your hand is bad. What if you go over on your scooter and land on your melon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dome. The next thing, you know. You're Gary Busey. You don't want that to happen.
No, you don't.
Busey was wearing a helmet. Look what happened to him.
Yeah, look what happened to him. That's a great point. So. Hey, I heard this morning, by the way, that the second Transformers movie that Shia LaBeouf stars in?
Yes.
10th highest grossing movie of all time now.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? It's in the top 10 ever.
That's pretty strong. Speaking of movie grosses, as we do every Monday morning, let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office, shall we? G-Force. People love crime-fighting guinea pigs.
It's true.
I've always said that.
That's a universal.
You've never said that.
Always I've said that. $32.2 million made it number one in the box office. It knocked off that kid with the glasses and the lightning bolt head.
Oh. Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince drops to number two this weekend, making just about $30 million. The Ugly Truth with Katherine Heigl and Gerard Butler came in a strong number three with $27 million. Then Orphan with $12.7 million. Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, The Hangover, The Proposal at number 8, Public Enemies number 9, and Bruno rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. I'm glad my sister's keeper has finally dropped off. So
yeah.
I'm not talking about anything being up my sister's keeper anymore.
It was a little awkward.
That was strange. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Singer Julianna Hetfield is 42 years old today. Julian McMahon from Nip Tuck turns 41. Comedian Maya Rudolph. She was on Saturday Night Live for many seasons, and she recently co-starred with John Krasinski in that movie about that thing.
The Way We Go.
Yeah. She's 37 years old. Pete Yorn turns 35. A-Rod, Yankee shortstop, and current boyfriend of Kate Hudson. They're dating these days.
A-Rod, you mean?
How dare you. He is 34 years old, and Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, who plays King Henry VIII on The Tudors,
on Showtime. I love me that Tooters.
Do
you
watch
it? Anybody watching the Tooters?
Seen much of that?
Lisa watches.
So good.
It's really good. He's 32. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
North Korea is not playing nicely.
What?
They've been testing nuclear devices. They've fired seven ballistic missiles earlier this month. The UN told them stop it. They said no. Hillary Clinton said they had unanimous support for UN Resolution 1874 passed by the Security Council in June, meaning telling North Korea you got to stop this because no one likes it. And apparently she was making some kind of a comment, and North Korea started attacking Hillary Clinton.
Personally.
Well, she basically said they were children. They were like children or unruly teenagers demanding attention. And that's what just flipped Kim Jong-il the F out. He's like, how dare you talk about my country like that?
Yeah. So then I guess a spokesman called Hillary Clinton, quote, by no means intelligent and, quote, a funny lady.
Funny lady.
She doesn't strike me really as either.
Hey, funny lady.
But I thought it was time perhaps we should check in with the great leader, Kim Jong-il.
Oh, great idea.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Ramsay.
How are you?
How you go?
We go well.
Ah, good. Glad to hear. Glad to hear you do well before I bomb you.
Yeah, well, please don't bomb us. I'd like to think that we've got a special relationship here on the Kevin and Bean Show with all the years we've been talking to you.
Well, baby with the bathwater. You know how it is.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, listen, what's the deal? Because this just seems childish, frankly. The Secretary of State calls you unruly.
Call us childish.
Well, the whole...
That's
the
what
whole...
she called us.
I know, she did. She said you were like little kids demanding attention. Then you come back and call her a funny lady, by no means intelligent. And then you started making fun of the way she dresses, saying she looks like an old lady. I mean, what's up, Kim?
Yeah, she's by no means intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
But she's so funny.
She never struck any of us here as funny.
Oh, she's hilarious.
Really?
Oh, sometimes she brings her old whoopee cushion to meetings.
Is that right?
Yeah. But she looks like a schoolgirl sometimes, and other times like an old lady going shopping. So there.
But wow. What do you hope when you call her that? What are you trying to accomplish? You're just trying to get people more upset with you, or what?
I'm trying to hurt her feelings.
Ah. Does it seem to be working?
No.
Okay.
But I'm not going to stop.
Okay.
Nice pantsuits too, lady.
Well, we've been saying that.
Ah. And what's with that hairdo? I haven't seen hair like that since I went on the Rosie O'Donnell family cruise. That means that she looks like lesbian.
Right, we get that.
Yeah.
I think
funny
the
lesbian,
whole...
stupid funny lesbian looking lady.
Right, but I think the point of the Secretary of State's comments was, hey, how about a little less of the nuclear weaponry in your country? I think that was the point of the conversation.
How about a little less saying that we're like children?
Yeah, well, you are refusing to talk, and everybody in the region seems to want to.
They better stop calling us children, or I'll hold my breath till I turn blue.
That'll show them.
And eat some worms.
Now, do you have a problem with everybody or just Hillary Clinton?
Everybody.
Everybody?
Yeah.
No, who else?
You name a name, I tell you what I think of them.
Well, what about President Obama? Would you be willing to speak with him?
Fat?
He's
so fat.
He's not fat at all.
Oh, he's fat and has big ears.
Well, he has big ears.
Oh,
he
does have ears. Dumbo the fat elephant.
But he's not fat.
He's not fat. He eats peanuts with my trunk.
He's quite thin.
I'm in the circus. I'm so fat with my big ears.
I don't think
Are you thinking of the right guy? Because our president is a lot of things, but fat isn't one of them.
But that hurts his feelings.
Oh,
you just heard him.
And he played basketball like a white guy.
Okay, yeah,
he's not very good. He's not very good. That's true.
That is a burn.
Yeah.
What about our vice president? Would you speak with Mr. Biden?
Gay.
What?
Oh, he's not gay. Oh, I'm Joe Biden. I like penises.
No, he's married with kids.
Oh, look at me. I like to wear dresses.
Do you know who we're talking about?
No.
No, all right.
But he's gay. And he wears dress, and he smells funny.
Wow.
He smells like Parmesan cheese that's been left out too long.
Wow.
Okay,
with olives on it.
I'd like to point out, by the way, you've never met any of these people. You're just making stuff up about them.
No, I am not. This is what they really are. You don't know.
Mm.
Because the American press don't want you to know truth.
Oh,
you have a fat president and a gay vice president.
Well, we're just saying that he's on TV all the time, and we would be able to tell if he was fat.
Hello, special effects.
Okay.
CGI, heard of it?
Yes,
you think all Harry Potter really had magic?
All right, let's talk about Harry Potter. What do you think of him?
Gay. And fat.
He's neither.
He's fat and gay.
What?
And I have no magic.
Well, of course, it's a movie.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
All right,
how
about this?
Means.
Neither do we. How about this, dear leader? I've got somebody that there's no way that you can make fun of, and she's a great representative for our country. What if we send Megan Fox over to do some negotiating? How about
that? Look at those thumbs!
Oh, come on!
Oh, my goodness! You have feet at the end of her arms!
Well, don't look at her thumbs!
Well, don't have ugly thumbs!
But what about the rest of her?
I can't look at it. It's like a supernova.
So she's only
90... Draw my attention to it. Oh, my God! It's the end of the world thumb!
That's a deal-breaker for you. She's 99% perfect, yet you can't get past that thumb.
Well, the missiles that we shoot you are 99% metal and 1% bang! It's the bang that counts!
I see. Well, okay. That's a good point, I guess.
Bang!
Got the grand prize drawing here in moments to send someone to Lollapalooza in Chicago the weekend of August 7th to go see, I guess Tool is going to be out there, right?
Yep. That is
the deal. And we give away tickets for Tool and Linkin Park and so much more for the Epicenter, which is coming to Southern California. Tickets are on sale for that now. But first, though, before we get to that phone call, pretty exciting morning on K-Rock yesterday. Am I right?
Well, I got to tell you, this is why we rule, because we are professional broadcasters. And you never get mistakes from this radio station, and that's what I like about that. So here's Jed the Fish on Sunday morning explaining just exactly what was going wrong. And I got to tell you, I don't know if I wanted to do this. How? There's no way that we could figure out how to do it, but this is what happened yesterday.
And I hate to do it to you, Michael Franti, but I'm going to have to play your song, Say Hey, I Love You, 20% faster right now because we're having difficulties with our audio server.
So all of the songs were sped up. And I don't think we have those controls. I mean, it's on a computer,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah. I mean, this would just be for folks who are having trouble visualizing it. Picture you logging into your iTunes and having all of your songs play fast on your computer hard drive, and you have no controls. There's no way to adjust it or stop it or slow it down. It just does it on its own. Like, what would cause that to happen? I don't know enough about computers to even guess.
I don't know, but if you were listening this weekend, I mean, it was...
Now, babe, the time has come. How'd you like to have a little fun? And she said, if we could only pay me on our way, I would not run.
Think it if you know it. So that was this weekend, and
wow.
It was apparently it was over an hour and a half.
Wow! And it was a hit.
And Jed knew it, and Jed was explaining that we can't do anything about it.
The Chipmunks sing the hits.
However,
it's the Chipmunks. That's exactly right, Lisa.
Having said that, though, I mean, we were able to squeeze in more songs than usual.
I'm sure.
So that's...
That's great.
And here's what I like about our engineering crew is that I'm sure somebody called and they were like, yeah, listen, you got to put it in writing, and it's got to go to this certain desk, the help desk, and then you got to – we'll get to it in about a week.
Yeah, fill out some paperwork. Hey, how did they finally fix it, Psycho Mike? Did you hear anything?
I have no idea. I don't know. I heard about it when you guys heard about it.
I'm glad that they didn't fix it until after this, though. Because that's, I'm sure, what MGMT had in mind. That's how we roll on the weekends.
We are pretty professional. I got to give us that. All right. Hey, X Games are this weekend. In about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show, Dave Mira, the most winningest medal athlete in the history of the X Games, is going to be joining us for a preview of what's happening this week. First, though, let's take care of some business. We got a grand prize drawing to give away for somebody to see Lollapalooza in Chicago. Kevin, you've been out there for that,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's awesome. Hello?
We connect you. When you
grab a hold. Well, now everything at the right speed sounds weird.
See, they play them at the right speed on this. How boring is that? They could have got the whole song in if they would have played at our speed.
I feel good about making this call to somebody who's got that as a ringback.
Huh?
Yeah. Tiffany Perez?
Yes.
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean from K-Rock.
Oh, my God.
How would you be today?
I think I'm pretty good now.
Yeah. You know, you want
any idea why we're calling?
Hopefully, because I'm going to Chicago.
Well, yes, that's it.
That would be.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you already got tickets to see Linkin Park and Tool August 22nd at the Epicenter. But now you're also our grand prize winner, which means you're going to go to Chicago to see Lollapalooza, and one of the bands playing there also is Tool.
Oh my God! Thank you so much.
It's going to be a great trip. I went last year, and it's a lot of walking.
You and Dave went, right?
Yep. And it's a lot of walking, but it is a great time, and it's right there in the park.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just beautiful.
It sounds fabulous.
I don't care. I'll run everywhere.
Okay. Have you ever been to Chicago before?
I have not, no.
Oh, you're going to have such a great time. Yeah, it's a great time. And not only do you get tickets for Lollapalooza, we're also going to give you round-trip airfare, hotel, tickets to the show. You get $106 in spending cash. So you make a weekend of it.
Oh, my gosh. This is so amazing. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Congratulations. And thanks for listening to K-Rock.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Kevin, I'm surprised you're even going to work this week. I'm surprised you're not going to take the whole week off just to get in preparation of being in the stands at X Games for 4 days in a row this weekend.
I would like to. I go every day of the X Games. It's such good fun.
Yeah.
And it's such a great event. And it doesn't cost anywhere near as much as it should. And we have Dave Mirra on the phone. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well. Thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Just getting ready. Start practicing today at the Staples Center.
Dave, I apologize. I want to bring up something that happened, and I'm not 100% positive it was you, so I don't mean to be insulting if it wasn't.
Okay.
But you're at Staples Center on the on the vert, and you hit your head and knocked yourself out. Is that right?
No, I probably not me.
Okay. All right.
I know I hit my. This is. And what year was this?
I don't know. Maybe 2-3 years ago.
I know 06, I hit my hip real bad.
Mm.
Yeah, well, you've been hurt a lot. I mean, you're the comeback kid, right, in terms of bouncing back from injury, from what I understand.
Well, you know, I've been pretty lucky with injuries, to be honest. But, yeah, no, I mean, I've been, I think, lucky enough to slam hard and not get, you know, injured too bad to where either I can't go through with the event that I'm at or the one coming up, you know, shortly. So I've been pretty lucky with injuries.
Yeah. How old are you, Dave, now? About 35?
35.
35 years old, and you've been riding since you were what age?
I started riding, you know, when I learned how to ride a bike, and then I started competing. Well, I raced when I was 10, competed when I was 13, turned pro when I was 17. So I've been pro for like 17 years now.
Wow, you know, and what I was doing when I was 17 was throwing rocks at my neighbor's Robbie Joyner. That's it.
what did your parents think when you told them your plan was to go pro as a BMXer? Were they supportive of it, or did they try to talk you out of it every single day?
No, they were supportive. No, and I never really planned on going pro. I just rode and said, man, I want to ride with all those guys in the magazines, and it was just kind of happened. You know, like people were like, man, you should turn pro now, like going to amateur contests, and finally I went and competed in my first pro contest January 92 in Texas and got second. So I guess I was ready for, you know, ready for the change. But no, they were always really supportive. I mean, you know, obviously they didn't think probably there was a future like what it is today.
Right, of course.
They knew that I wanted to travel and kind of not plan on going to college after high school, and they supported that.
Got to give your parents some credit, because I don't think you or any of the other athletes at the time could have ever imagined what your sports would have ended up becoming in the 21st century.
Not at all. I mean, really, you know, to be successful, I think there's a some percentage of luck, and I feel like the timing and everything, and, you know, with ESPN, you know, introducing the X Games in 95, and it's pretty crazy how it all kind of, you know, worked out, really. But I like to say there's a lot of luck involved.
And now, if you can go to the events, they're Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you can't, ABC's covering it, ESPN, EXPN, ESPN 360. There's all kinds of coverage. And you're in three events this weekend, right?
Yeah, I'm doing Big Air, BMX Big Air, BMX Park, and Rally Car Racing.
So you're doing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That Big Air is, well, that's dumb. I mean, that looks that looks really scary.
Yeah, it is. It's a big ramp, and you got to really be ready to, you got to get your mindset for it, for sure.
Well, this is the one that goes pretty much all the way up to the roof at Staples Center.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I know as a kid, you know, when you look at something from below, you go, wow, that looks high. But then when you get up on top of it and look down, it looks like it's 10 times as high. How was it the first couple times you tried that?
I did it last year for the first time, and it was a blast. I had a good time. It was fun. But, you know, I was pretty on point. I didn't have any real bad accidents, so who knows?
Yeah.
But it's definitely a good ramp, but you got to set your mind to it.
Yeah, but you weren't a little nervous, or, you know, I don't know how fast I'm going to get going. I don't know about the, you know, how far the jump is, all that stuff.
Maybe a little bit, but it's more, I get more nervous about what I'm willing to attempt when it comes down to the contest time.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And you know, with that event, you kind of know. You kind of know before the event what you're doing. You don't huck too much in that event. You kind of know what you know you're going to be able to do, and that's kind of how it goes. That's nothing that like a normal course where you can just say if I feel good and I got to win, I can just push it a little harder.
Right.
That's pretty gnarly.
But do you have a trick that you go, you know what, not going to try that unless I have to? And then as the competition moves on, all of a sudden it realizes maybe you do. And then do you have one of those or no?
Well, you know, I haven't done this over. I did it over the 50-foot gap last year with a no-handed 360 backflip.
Right.
And,
is that all?
It's a pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. But I go, the only thing I could see is if I was really in the mood, is do it over the 70 and then do a flare whip on the quarter a little bit higher. So.
Well, that's what I was going to recommend. You got to do the flare whip with the quarter there, the 70. That's
yeah.
And stick your tongue out while you're at it, just to get that extra oomph.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Now you're also rally car racing this year, right?
Oh yes.
How different is that from a bike? I mean, I know some of the motorcyclists are doing it. A bunch of the athletes have gotten into this. You know, how different is it?
It's it's driving, but it's how good can you drive. And I've been doing the full rally season. I did it last year, and I'm doing it this year. So, I've always loved driving cars, and this is just a smaller version of a real rally. So, it's pretty sick. I mean, mistakes happen, and it's confidence. I mean, BMX is confidence, but you got, I guess, a lot on your mind is injury. We're being strapped into a cage and your helmet on and being very, very safe in a car. Injury's not as big of an issue as finishing the race. You know, you right. damage the car, you don't finish. So,
I think it was Deegan who told us that roll bar is your friend, man, and it really takes a lot of the pressure off about worrying about getting killed out there.
Oh man, I mean, yeah, it really does, man. You're basically, you know, your seatbelt, you're strapped in, you got a roll cage, you're wearing a helmet, you got a Hans device on. I mean, you got pretty much every type of safety equipment, and really, and you got a huge car wrapped around you. So
exactly,
that helps.
Yeah.
Seems like a video.
A lot.
Seems like you're playing a video game, basically, but a real one.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's amazing. And what those cars do, I mean, I drive a Subaru STI Impreza built by Vermont Sports Cars. And what those cars do when you're out driving, it's just amazing. I mean, it's really, really, it's a whole other ballgame.
This is the voice of Dave Mira on the Kevin and Bean Show, the most decorated athlete in X Games history. We're talking about the events happening this weekend, Thursday through Sunday. You can get tickets through Ticketmaster. By the way, we are also going to give away right now for some Kevin and Bean listeners at 1-800-520-1067 a pair of tickets to the world premiere of the X Games 3D movie. It's going to be at the Nokia Theater LA Live on July 30th, plus a pair of tickets to the rally car racing that we're talking about, and X Fest at the Home Depot Center on Sunday. Have you seen this movie yet?
I have not.
Yeah, it sounds pretty amazing, and it's so awesome that they're doing it in 3D, too. It's got to look incredible.
Oh, man, not that.
So Friday afternoon at 5:45, you're going to be doing the Freestyle Big Air on the BMX, and then Saturday, I don't see what time, but BMX Freestyle Park, at noon, and then Sunday it's Rally Car.
Great.
You got a full weekend, and we hope you the best of luck, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. If you've had the same problem I have, that you're driving around, you just can't find a place to get that medical marijuana within two blocks of where you are.
Yeah.
Boom! Have we got an iPhone app for you? And we'll talk to its creator coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph joins us with the Showbiz Beat for Monday morning.
If you have a sudden hit of glaucoma or something, you need to find a dispensary. You're right there.
It's an emergency.
Just shake that iPod, and it comes up like a jackpot on a slot machine or something like that.
Let's talk about the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? G-Force.
That's what I used to call my penis, by the way.
Yeah.
The G-Force. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the same movie. I made a movie once called
Very G-Force. Different.
It's very different. People love Secret Agent Guinea Pigs.
They do, don't they?
The proof is in the box office numbers. $32.2 million made it number one this weekend, knocking Harry Potter off the top of the mountain. He and the Half-Blood Prince only made $30 million this weekend. You know, you tack that on to the $4 billion it made its first week, it's still doing pretty
it's
well.
Doing all right. He'll be fine.
The Ugly Truth made $27 million. Lisa. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Lisa.
The reviews were not horrible.
No, actually, they said it was
pretty
good.
Pretty decent, yeah.
Pretty good for a romantic comedy.
Pretty good for a bad movie.
No, I think you get Katherine Heigl and Gerard Butler, you're going to get an above-grade
yes.
romantic comedy.
because they're both very likable, very talented actors. Really, those movies are all about the casting.
Yeah. It makes it all the better that it's acceptable based on the fact that it was such a tired, you know, idea.
Yeah, right.
So the fact that they made it even good is saying something.
Surprising, yeah.
That Esther, something is wrong with her.
We may That's have what Kevin heard keeps that. Saying.
We may have undersold how much was
telling you.
Well, how much was wrong with her?
When because first of all, she says she can't play the piano. And next thing you know, she's playing the piano.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
That's wrong. That is not only wrong, it's deceptive.
It is. She deceives
her
mom.
She deceives people, that little orphan.
She also hit a nun in the head with a hammer.
What?
That happens. I'm saying maybe she's more effed up than we led
well,
people to
Well, the nun
believe.
Probably deserved it, though, right?
Not
she
really.
She started it. The nun started it.
The nun,
with all
not,
that God talk and not, love and Jesus crap.
Not really, no.
Oh. And there is something wrong there.
Yeah. Ralph, you did a story last week about the people who were the pro-adoption people who were protesting the orphan movie. Did they make an impact over the weekend? I mean, did they show up at theaters or do signs or anything like that? They were threatening to try to get a boycott going.
Yeah, I didn't hear of any protests or anything like that.
They did not see the movie, I don't think, by the way.
The moral of the story is not so much don't adopt kids, just don't adopt Esther.
Esther is bad.
There's something wrong with her.
$12.7 million.
She broke her own arm in a vice.
Oh, come on.
On purpose.
What's up with Esther?
And then blamed it on her mom.
What's up with the Esther?
Esther is effed up is what I'm telling you.
That's what they should have called the movie. All the orphan people would have been happier. Just Esther is effed up coming to a theater near you. Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs was number 5. Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen was number 6. The Hangover, The Proposal, Public Enemies, and Bruno rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. You know, I was at the Comic-Con this weekend.
Sure.
And some information came to light on Saturday that's going to make Kevin very, very happy.
Oh, awesome.
Kevin, you now can finally drink True Blood.
Oh, really? Is that coming out for real?
True Blood, the drink, is a reality now, said Alan Ball, creator of the series that's very popular on HBO. During the True Blood panel, he announced True Blood, the drink, and pulled out an actual bottle of True Blood.
This is so vampires don't have to feed on human beings. They can just get a bottle of blood.
Right. It's synthetic blood that satisfies their cravings so they can live amongst us humans and not feed off of us.
Right.
Seems like a good idea.
Better, right?
Yes. And now you can buy it in the store. You can drink it while you're watching the show.
Hmm.
It is a blood orange soda made from blood oranges.
Ah!
See? And it is an exact replica of the bottles they use on the show.
There you go.
So now you can enjoy True Blood at home.
Just keep them around the house just to scare people.
That'll be available on September 10th if you want to pick up a sixer of True Blood. Invite all your vampire friends over and have a good time. Speaking of movies, you ever watch these movies about these super intelligent robots that someday become the masters of mankind, like Terminator?
Sure. And give the artificial intelligence, and then they kind of outgrow what you plan for them.
Get a little hinked out about that. Get a little wiggy.
Watch Star Galactica.
Stuff. Yeah,
sure.
Well, New York Times had a story this weekend saying it's not so much fantasy as reality.
What?
The idea of independent machine intelligence is rapidly moving out of the realm of Hollywood blockbusters, experts say in the New York Times this weekend. Robots will soon be able to navigate, refuel on their own, and kill humans at their own discretion.
Well, that's good.
No, it's not.
Not good.
That's just not good.
Aren't they? They're trying to invent some sort of war robots that go out and kill people?
Yes.
I mean, literally, they're out there trying to kill organic matter now, right?
Yes.
Well, that doesn't seem good. Have they not seen any movies?
Don't they know?
They're going to take over.
Don't they know what Skynet will do to us in a couple years?
Yep. It's not been a secret.
You know what? Teledyne is starting to whip up some killing machines.
Happening here?
These Predator drone planes are essentially flying robots that we control, and they've been in action for years now. And
yeah, but they don't have their own mind.
Yeah, but we control them. These will be machines who act independently, Psycho Mike, and make the decisions who to kill and who not to kill.
Send them out into the world, and they make their own decisions and refuel and take care of themselves. They don't need us
anymore. Guided by a guy working a joystick at NORAD.
What could go wrong with this?
Are they going to make female ones?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, Mike.
I'm just asking.
But if the female robot is making up her own mind, she's still not going to have sex with you. You
right.
need somebody to control the female robot.
Yes. So she'll do a scan of your unit and say, insufficient data. And then you will not be chosen.
What a bummer.
Hey-o. Scientific ethicists say guidelines for handling advanced machine intelligence need to be developed now before the problem grows out of control. They are this concerned about this AI and the danger it poses to mankind.
This is a joke story.
This is the New York Mother Effing Times story.
No, it's for reals, Kevin. This is happening.
So don't worry about your little zombie ants, Kevin. Worry about the killing robots.
You, while you're looking up at the killing robots, the zombie ants are going to bite your ankle.
Oh, if they team up, we're screwed. And Annalyn McCord,
yes,
of 90210, tells Star Magazine that she and her sisters Angel and Rachel, oh, what do they look like? If Annalyn McCord is smoking hot, what does Angel McCord look like?
Yeah.
Angel's right there in her name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're looking to start their own clothing line called The Sisters 3. They will design and produce their own clothing line. It's so funny, because most people, when it comes to Annalyn McCord, clothing is the least thing on their mind. It's the one element they'd like to remove from the equation when they deal with Annalyn McCord.
She's the female McConaughey. She's never wearing clothes. Every time you take a picture of her, it could be any time of day, no matter where she is, she's in a bikini.
Yeah, she likes... She likes to show off her moneymaker.
Hope that's still allowed when the robots take over.
Me too. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, he plays King Henry VIII on The Tudors, popular TV show over there on Showtime. When's that coming back? Is that this fall? I think it's coming back soon.
Yeah.
He's 32 years old today. Alex Rodriguez from the Yankees turns 34, currently dating Kate Hudson. Apparently they're very much in love.
Is that right?
Yeah.
For this week?
This both week. They both have a track record of giving up their partners pretty quickly.
Is it going to be funny when he gets to the end of his long, illustrious career and has never won a World Series?
I'm not a baseball fan, but I'm going to go with
forward to that.
I'm not a baseball fan either, but aren't the Yankees playing really well right now?
Yeah, they are. They still have a chance to collapse, but right now, they're doing great.
So
I just love the fact that he goes from team to team to team, and they never win with him. And, you know, until very recently, he was considered the best player in baseball.
Pete Yorn turns 35. Abe Cunningham, drummer for the Deftones, is 36. Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live turns 37. And Julian McMahon from Nip Tuck, who Lisa starts squirming every time I mention his name for some reason.
I can't help it.
Remember when we had him in?
Oh, my God.
And she just made an ass of herself.
He was so
you just made
beautiful
a fool of yourself,
and
Lisa.
Charming.
You were acting like a schoolgirl when he was sitting next to you when we were interviewing Julian McMahon from Nip Tuck.
Yeah,
defense,
no one else ever does that.
I say, why can't you behave yourself like we do when attractive women come to the studio and we conduct ourselves with the utmost maturity and decorum, and we are a shining example of how to behave when an attractive actor or actress is
I don't know
us.
Where I got
it's
that
It's all about
from.
Being
it's
a professional.
Weird.
Either,
yeah.
But we hope you step up your game, because frankly, you're embarrassing us all. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show biz beat.
I've got a great idea. Let's go smell some pot. Let's go smell some pot. Let's go smell some pot. Let's go smell some pot.
You know, Apple computers, Kevin, is making the big bucks these days. Not only the iPhone's huge, not only the iPod Touch is huge, the MacBooks are huge. They've sold over a billion applications, many of them for only 99 cents each, but that all adds up. There's 65,000 apps in the iPhone App Store right now. 65,000.
Do any of them help me find weed?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because Devin Calloway joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. He is going to talk to us about the iPhone medical marijuana app. Devin is the founder and web culturist of something called Ajnaj.com. Hey, Devin, how are you?
Greetings, fellas. How you doing?
Tell them how you came up with that creative name, Ajnaj.
Well, Ajnaj is ganja backwards.
Ganja.
There you
see what he did?
Fantastic.
No way to crack that code.
Now, Devin, when I first heard a couple of weeks ago that this application had been introduced and accepted by Apple, because they do get the veto power on new apps, I thought, well, how useful is that? Because people who have a medical marijuana card can easily find out where the location is near them that they can go and get their medicine. What's the need for this app?
Well, Julian Kane, the co-developer on this application, we wanted to put the power of cannabis change right in your pocket. You know, there are resources online as we have developed with Ajnaj, but we wanted to empower the medical cannabis patient with mobile technology.
Okay, so let's say you're in a different city. You know, you've traveled someplace in the United States, you're in another city, you don't know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
What does it do for you?
So say you're a patient with a debilitating condition and you may not have your recommendation and you feel like you may qualify. So you would go to iTunes, download Cannabis.
Wait a minute, you can download Cannabis now?
That's the best.
It is the best app ever.
Download a joint?
Yeah.
All right.
So you download Cannabis. You'd open the application. The application would then auto-locate and populate the nearest doctors, collectives, attorneys, and organizations. So if you don't have your recommendation, you can immediately locate a nearest medical cannabis doctor, which would write a recommendation for you if you meet the standards. And after you receive your recommendation and you then need to locate your medicine, you would then reopen Cannabis and then populate the green with the green dots to the nearest cannabis collective.
How lazy are stoners? Really?
But it sounds like, Devin, that I could take the iPhone and just start walking around Santa Monica, just going from location to location. Whatever pops up on my iPhone, I could just keep going to every doctor in the city until one of them believed I had glaucoma, right?
Well, you know, it's all based on, you know, what you discuss with your doctor, and they believe you approve for your condition.
Right, that's what he meant. That's what he meant, in a legal process.
Of course.
Right.
But, yeah, after you receive your recommendation, you can literally walk around Los Angeles, and in real time, it will geocode your location, and all the green dots will start populating in every step.
Is there an emergency button to have them come to you?
Well, actually, there are delivery services listed within our database, which will deliver right to your door.
How about that? Hey, Devin, I honestly don't know the answer to this question. I'm hoping you do. We have the medical marijuana laws in California, of course. Most states still do not, though, correct?
There are 13 states, 12 other states on top of California that have passed medical cannabis laws in California, as well as a number of countries have decriminalized. So in the states that have passed medical cannabis legislation, we do provide listings for these states. We provide listings for doctors, attorneys, collective patient groups, as well as organizations if you're looking to take action and make reform.
Is there a snacks button that gives you a like a location of places where you can buy snacks?
Well, we do have plans in the future to add natural foods and other holistic and social services to the database, as cannabis is so sticky and brings everything together. You might as well have it all in one application.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
And by the way, forget the whole medical marijuana aspect of it. How about adding something to the app that just tells you about a guy named Steve working out of the back of a van? I mean, that needs to be on there, too.
Oh, no. We have to operate within the guidelines and the laws that the people have passed.
You can see a blip on your screen as this white van drives down the street. Yeah. Try to catch up. Slow down!
All right. There are international listings. So if you're traveling to Amsterdam or the Netherlands,
wow.
you can locate the nearest coffee shop.
Yeah.
It's thought of everything.
Yeah, yeah, your screen would just be green if there were dots for every place that there's cannabis in Amsterdam.
Devin's website is, again, AJNAG, ajnag.com. And if you go to iTunes in the App Store, this application is just called Cannabis?
It's just simply Cannabis.
That's easy.
And what do you get, 99 cents for it or more?
Well, the app will get $2.99, and an app will take 90 cents, 30% of any of the purchases.
Gotcha. All right.
And then 50 cents is going back into a nonprofit, which we actually are now able to set up. We've reached over 1,000 purchases, and we're setting up a nonprofit media awareness fund because we believe education is the key to change, and we want to promote the awareness and educate the world on the benefits that this plant can have on our society and humanity.
Devin Calloway, founder and web culturist for ajnag.com. Thanks for joining us on the Kevin Bean Show today. We enjoyed it.
Thank you, fellas. Have a good one.
Thank you. You're going to have to bear with us for a minute as Ralph believes he's in another movie. So let's
I'm just here to say goodbye. I'm just here to say goodbye. That's all.
So let's all just humor him.
Just here to say goodbye.
That's right. You're not only in a movie, this is going to be the one that's finally going to get you off the Kevin and Bean Show.
Once This Monday makes its debut tonight at the Los Angeles Shorts Fest, which is the festival, film festival for short films. Once it makes its debut and people, when it makes the light of day here in Los Angeles, I doubt I'll be lingering around here anymore.
The buzz will just take over. And
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what always happens with short films.
People are talking.
That is what always happens with short films. That's true.
All right, what's the deal with This Monday, Ralph? What can you tell us?
Well, why don't we talk to the man who wrote the script and co-stars with me in This Monday.
Whoa.
They're Mr. Mike Santarico.
They're dialing.
Oh, they're dialing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's not talk to him then.
Yeah.
Let's
there was a way they could have known that we needed him on hold.
There's only a way.
We could have seen that coming maybe ahead of time.
This is a film which is, I guess, best described sort of as... you ever see Glengarry Glen Ross?
Oh, yeah.
Certainly.
This is a... you ever see Boiler Room?
Mm-hmm.
This is a film that is basically a bunch of guys who are scumbags working together in an office setting. And the situation escalates more and more and more until it comes to a climax that you really don't expect.
Are you the lead scumbag?
I would have to say I am the lead scumbag, right. Yes.
Are you tired of being typecast?
How dare you, sir?
All right, we got Mike.
All right. Mike Santarico, hi.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Very good,
writer and star of This Monday and a talented actor in his own right and a very talented writer. He wrote the script for this film as well.
Very cool.
Well, thank you very much.
How did you how'd you hook up with this Ralph Garman? How'd you get a hold of him? Because he's a tough guy to get in your movie.
He is, and might I say, he wasn't just the lead scumbag, he was the grand poobah of all scumbags.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, no, as you can imagine, it's quite a stretch for Ralph, too.
How dare you, sir?
We're all trying to circle around saying the obvious, which is that Ralph was born to play this part, I think is what we're looking at here.
He was.
So, a lot of people maybe aren't familiar with the short film, but it is a very respected art form, and some great work has been done in that area. And this is the L.A. debut. This is going to be the first time people maybe listening to us in Los Angeles get a chance to see this movie, and that's at the festival tonight, right?
That's right. That's right. First time in L.A.
It's been in a bunch of film festivals so far, and from what I understand, I haven't been able to follow it around the country like Mike has been, but it's being pretty well received, isn't it, Mike?
Yes, it is. We're getting win a couple awards. We're getting great reviews. We were in Palm Springs about 6 weeks ago, but now it's...
What's the best thing that can happen to a short film? I mean, if you make a great short film, what's the future of it, though? What can you do with it?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I don't know if there really is a definitive answer. There's all sorts of things that have happened, or urban legends about crazy money deals of turning it into features, or actors moving on, getting cast in other things because of it. It's basically a calling card for writers, directors to move on to other things. In and of itself, the shorts don't always go on to features but you use it as a calling card. And
right, I understand. Yeah, it's a less expensive way to make a movie. I understand.
Yeah.
All right, tell us about This Monday. Where'd the story come from and what's it about?
It's an experience I had in New York. I was working as an actor and had finished a tour, had lots of money, and was sure I was going to continue on in that vein. But the money evaporated. I was desperate for a job. I got hired over the phone for this telemarketing company that turned out to be a front for something. I never did find out what. And nobody cared that we made calls. We just sat in this back room of an office and these guys just telling stories all day. And
that was it?
It scarred me for life, and 20 years later, I wrote it down.
Now, Mike, you thought at the time and still do that they're probably laundering money or moving merchandise through the back door or something, right?
Yes.
Something shaky was going on.
Absolutely.
But you didn't want to know, so.
Sure. I was only there 3 days. I did want to know. Love to know, but I couldn't handle it much more than that.
I have a clip. This is Ralph Garman's character in the movie.
So, game's in 2 days.
No, that's not.
You talk to your team?
No, I have to.
Then it's all set.
No.
You throw the game?
No. Nope.
Forget it.
What are you talking about?
No. Look, we're playing it straight. It's going to be a fair game, start to finish.
That's from...
Wrong, man. You just made it into a bloodbath.
That's from an ABC after-school special.
That's my favorite line that you've ever written, Mike.
Many years ago.
You just made it into a bloodbath.
Not our movie, Kevin. That wasn't This Monday.
I'm sorry.
At all.
Here's the clip.
Yeah, Eric.
No.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of something for me, man. Yeah, I got these guys. I want you to double-cross for me. They did me some wrong in the past, so... Yeah, I'm going to take care of them, dude,
pretty
all right?
Sure,
so I'm
going to
go. I'm going to send you.
Where are you,
to
Ralph?
Go
I can't hear.
Make a fake.
I'm on the other
deal,
end
all right?
of the phone.
I want you to take care of this for me, man, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, you'll get paid.
Oh,
you'll
you
get
asked
paid
if you got paid.
Plenty, all right?
This is not
just
the,
take care of this for me, dude, all right? Everything's going to be okay, all right? Say hi to the family for me, okay?
Cucamonga.
Yeah, man. Everything's going to go down smoothly, dude.
That's Omar's
cross.
Omar's movie.
All right, man. I got to go. Later.
It's Omar's movie.
Mike, if people go to the Lemley Sunset 5 theaters tonight to see, how many short films will they see for their admission?
There'll be five.
Five?
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
And how long is your movie?
My movie is 19 minutes.
Let's call it 20. Make it sound a little bigger than it is.
Why do
Mike?
We have to call it anything? It is what it
Let's
is.
Let's call it 20. 20, no, it's, you know, it's 20 minutes long.
All right, here's a clip.
You watching Donnie Hertzner?
Yeah, he's in the OR.
Why?
He developed some bleeding.
No.
The old lady's around here somewhere. Shelly Hertzner. She's all pissed off because she can't see him. I'll go get her.
Now, that's NYPD Blue. It's a whole different thing.
Oh.
Not this Monday. If you go to thismondaythemovie.com, you can actually see a trailer for this film and see what a scumbag I am and see what a nice guy Mike is.
I actually have a clip of that.
Oh, I don't believe you.
No, but I do.
I don't even want you to try to play it.
All right.
I think you've lost your rights.
All right.
With the Cucamonga Heat. That's
right
where that was all over.
This
Monday. You don't have it.
All right.
Yeah, you can go to thismondaythemovie.com and...
If you lost every...
Sorry.
And LA Shorts Fest... .com is where to go if you want to buy tickets to see the movie tonight, which is on, what's it, like 7:45? Is that what it is, Mike?
7:45, exactly.
Yes. Don't miss it.
Fantastic.
Good
times. Best of luck with wherever this is heading.
Well, thank you. We'll find out.
And Ralph, best of luck to you getting off the show and all that.
Well, I doubt that's going to happen, quite frankly. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Da-da-da! You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 20 minutes till 9 o'clock.
A little less yelling at us from that guy is my request. Just saying. Monday morning, last thing I need is Dave Grohl screaming at me. That's the point. All right. Kevin Amin, Afroline is on the air right now. This is an answering machine that we have set up for your entertainment at 323-520-AFRO. And if you're curious about the origin of the name, ask our friend Jimmy Kimmel. He's the one who named it. But that's the number that has survived. You can call anytime, leave a message. We play it back on the air.
Ah, I hate traffic. Ah, God damn it. Miss Cleo, show me your boobs.
Well, that would help.
That would help.
Yeah.
Right? Not everybody loves Twitter.
Tweet. Twitter. I'm so sick of hearing about Twitter. I have a solution for all the Twitter etiquette. I know. You know what's going to help all you people feel better about Twitter and have everybody listen to all your concerns? Stop using that. It's for losers.
Okay. All right, thank you. Everybody can agree on this.
I love boobies. Boobies, big boobies, small boobies, fake boobies, natural boobies, any kind of boobies. I love them.
By the way, what's the resolution of the Miss Cleo situation, speaking of boobies? She promised if she lost the bet, she would do jumping jacks for 50 seconds. She did jumping jacks for 2 seconds. Is we just going to let her skate? Is it over now?
Although there is a K-Rock listener who took that and looped it to make it 50 seconds.
Yeah.
And put on YouTube. I think that was a nice
touch.
That's
as good as paid.
Well, it's not as good as paid.
It's not
because
as good.
Had she actually done the 50 seconds, about 20 seconds in, they probably would have popped out of her top.
20.
So I'm just saying it's not the same seeing the 2 safe seconds looped over and over again. You don't just welch on a bet and then forget about it.
Well, what do you propose we do, Bean?
I'm just saying we should send some of Mike's friends over to her house. That's what I'm saying.
Pepper sprayer?
Maybe whatever. Not. Whatever it takes.
Oh. Hey, Bean, did you see Demi Lovato perform live on The View today? I have a TiVo for later.
Okay, that's not the way I'm looking at her
please.
At all.
Oh,
and if you are, you're a bad person,
please.
Sir.
Please.
How dare you?
Miss Cleo, I've been saying it my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Miss Cleo. And I don't mean that in a good way.
So the video was up there. She was trying to kick a field goal from 25 yards and missed 4 times. Was supposed to do 50 seconds of jumping jacks. Didn't.
Right.
And then right after that, there's another video that was highly unfortunate.
Okay, so I thought that seeing Miss Cleo do jumping jacks for all of 2 seconds was pretty great. And then I noticed the next video was Finn getting hit in the nuts. And that was the best thing I've seen all year. No Transformers 2, no people camera with the girl from the SPM. No, we're looking at Kevin getting hit in the nuts as the greatest video of 2009.
Here's why Kevin is awesome, by the way, because he recognizes how funny it is that he takes a football in the nuts, and he's laughing at the same time that he's weeping from the pain.
Oh, that hurts so bad.
But even though you were the victim, you knew how awesome it was and how funny it was that somebody got hit in the nuts. Just unfortunate that it was you, but I like the fact that you were able to look at it from outside yourself.
But at least Lightning slowed it down so that you get the sound and the actual video in slow-mo, so that's good. That dude called back.
Kevin got hit in the nuts.
That's great, thanks.
He watched Dan.
Yeah.
Hey, I was at the Comic-Con Sunday. Lou Ferrigno was there. Oh, man, that fool is buff. So I was calling, I was like, Lou, let me take a picture with you.
I don't get it, man. You never even heard me yelling.
Lika, does Lou have a comment?
I don't say.
I really hate you guys because you make these stupid songs. And then they get stuck in my head. They're stuck in my head all day. I really hate you guys.
I'm guessing it's...
Because I'm singing this dumb song. Would you like to take it back? Yeah, I'd like to take the call back.
I will accept it.
Esther was a little more screwed up than we gave her credit for. I just want to mention.
Yeah.
In The Orphan.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Yeah, there's something wrong with Esther. She's ugly. U-G-L-Y. She ain't got no alibi. She ugly.
And Ralph, who was doing the movie beat on Friday, said he does not like movies with scary kids in them. That right. is not his type of thing. So that's what these two are calling about.
Hi, I'm Cook.
And I'm Desi.
We're 11 years old, and we think that Ralph is a big sissy. We just got home from watching Orphan, and it's not scary. Hope you have nightmares, baby. Sissy.
Are you mommy, Ralph?
Oh, yes, you do.
Those are the creepiest little kids I've ever heard.
I know.
Whoa!
I never want to meet those two, I'll tell you that.
It's Monday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph was in San Diego over the weekend, at least part of it, for Comic-Con. And you said that you hung out almost all day on Friday with the great TV's Batman, Adam West, and his wife.
I did.
Hung out with Adam and his wife, beautiful wife, Marcel, who's just adorable. And
were they happy
Adam's
about
kids
that?
Were down there.
Were they trying to get you separated to try to call security?
No, they love me. And I love them.
Are you holding
so you're
on
actually
to-
friends with TV's Batman now?
I actually am.
Like to hear his side of the story.
Making plans for the four of us to have dinner sometime soon up at Shea Garmin.
It's crazy.
Adam wants to see the new Batcave.
Okay. But you spend most of your time trying to figure out how to kill his wife, so you two can be together, right?
How dare you? I do not. She's a doll. And it was very fun. It was cool because I was hanging out with him at the booth for part of the day. And so we were chatting. People were coming up, of course, to get autographs and buy Adam's book and his photos and take pictures and stuff. And I would say about every third person would come up and say, "Hey, Ralph, let's get a picture of you and Adam West together." Like K-Rock listeners, people who knew. Yeah, so people who listened to the show. And they were all very kind, and it was a lot of fun. So
that must be so surreal for you, even having been in entertainment for a long time, to actually be hanging out with Adam West.
Yeah, it is always a thrill for me because I think – you know, we meet a lot of celebrities due to the nature of our work, which is very cool. But the people who I think impress you most are the people that you were fans of when you were a kid. For some reason, you never quite get over that excitement of meeting those people, whether it's William Shatner or Adam West or any of the people I watched growing up on television. It's always a little bit cooler than meeting, you know, even like sure. Seth Rogen or somebody who's a big movie star. But he's kind of like just a guy, and you're a guy, and you chat and you talk. But with the people you were just... you know, starstruck by when you were a kid, they never stop impressing you.
And like Weird Al. I mean, let's face it.
Exactly, like Weird Al. Or for Kevin, it would be that dude who did that show that one time that he saw with that other guy. You know, he's always impressed by him.
Whichever dude it was that lost his car. I like that.
That's
guy.
Right. You like that guy.
My favorite.
All right. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a new day. It's Monday. What the hell's going on?
We always take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office on Monday, and today is no exception. G-Force. Knocking Harry Potter off the top of the heap, made $32.2 million this weekend. That's a lot of people going to see Secret Agent Guinea Pigs.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to see it, but I will catch it this week. I made myself a promise because it looks awesome.
You catch The Orphan, too?
No. Little girls scare me, especially those creepy little girls who called in here. See, that's what I'm talking about. They should be killed. Those girls should be killed. I'm saying for everyone's well-being. I'm not just saying it selfishly. For all our good, they should be taken out.
All they did was make a phone call, Ralph. Yes, you can't really kill them for that.
That's how it starts. Next thing you know, they're beating a nun in the head with a hammer.
Yeah.
Just ask Kevin.
Yeah. Dude, Danny, the brother, just wanted to play Guitar Hero. He didn't need to be burned up in his treehouse.
Oh,
it didn't need to happen.
Come on now.
That's what I'm saying.
Something's wrong with Esther.
Way wrong.
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince made $30 million. It was number two this weekend. The Ugly Truth came in at three with 27 mil. Then Orphan did very well for itself, $12.8 million.
She didn't need to play Russian roulette with her three-year-old sister.
Oh, stop exactly.
telling
that.
Us all of this.
Just saying, it seems like we may have undersold.
Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs was fifth, then Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, The Hangover, The Proposal, Public Enemies, and Bruno rounding out your top ten. How long has Hangover been in the top ten, by the way?
Not long enough.
Like a year and a half now?
It's a great movie.
It's been out for a long time, and it's doing very, very well for itself. Ah, I got to tell you.
What?
It makes me happy to see David Duchovny and Tia Leone back together again. They were always good. One of my favorite Hollywood couples.
They did seem like a cool couple.
And they did seem have a little trouble last year. They split for a short time when Dave had to address his sex addiction. But they got back together after he went through some therapy and are now apparently going to renew their wedding vows. This, according to Star Magazine, they're going to say I do again at their home in Malibu in late August. So apparently they are recommitting to each other, and I think it's sweet. Congratulations to Amy Winehouse. She got acquitted on Friday of assault after she allegedly punched a burlesque dancer in the face.
That is not how to treat a burlesque dancer.
It really isn't. Her name is Shireen Flash.
Okay, never mind.
And she claims she asked Amy for a photograph near the end of a charity event in London last September, and Amy lashed out at her and assaulted her. Amy's defense was, it didn't happen that way. There's no way she could have punched the much taller girl, she claims, because she's only 5'3". Although she looks taller, she claims, because of her old beehive hairdo.
Hmm.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure how that is a defense, but...
Seemed to have worked.
She's off the hook. You know Van Helsing, or her, the vampire hunter Van Helsing?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, from the Dracula legend. There's a new movie in the works, according to Hollywood Reporter, called Stan Helsing, about a guy...
Is this his brother?
...who works at a video store... who learns that he is descendant of the ancient monster hunter. And on Halloween night, while making a routine video delivery, he discovers he is the chosen one to battle the monsters, the current monsters in the world, and he has to battle with Mike Myers and Chucky and all the famous monsters from horror movie fame.
It's a comedy, though,
right? It's a comedy. Sounds like it could be a funny, clever film.
Could be great.
Stan Helsing is
depending
his name.
On who does it.
Stan Helsing
could
is
be great. Could
all
be bad.
I needed to hear was Stan Helsing, and I was on board.
Was it Hugh Jackman? Is he the guy who played in the Van Helsing movies?
Yeah,
was he the star of that?
Universal recently did a big budget Van Helsing story where Van Helsing was sort of like a super powered vampire hunter, and this will be a spoofy takeoff on that with his. His descendant removed many times, Stan Helsing.
Well, I only hope the Wayans brothers are behind it.
No, don't ruin it, because I'm excited. If they get in it, that's going to be bad. But I want to see Stan Helsing. You know, it's we're not going to have many movies anymore about guys who work as video store clerks. That job's going to come with a boy
and
a dodo bird.
I guess so.
I don't know that many video stores left anywhere where someone could be a clerk.
True.
The movie
going to be in a room with horseshoers
is where they're going to be.
Exactly. Guys making barrels, the Coopers. You know, a guy who makes a barrel is named a Cooper.
No,
did you know that,
I have
any
idea what you're talking
a
about.
A Cooper is the actual name of a guy who makes barrels.
I don't
is
even
it time
know
for
what that is.
Our new feature. Thanks for that info, Ralph.
It I'm is. Just saying, talk about ancient jobs, right? Bean mentioned, you know, a blacksmith,
right?
And I was thinking a Cooper. A Cooper's a job you don't see a lot of anymore. You don't look in the want ads like needed. Cooper must have barrel making experience.
Thanks for that info, Ralph.
I'm just saying.
Whoa, how about that was fast?
You were prepared?
That's what a Cooper is.
All right.
Thanks for that info, Ralph.
You're welcome. I do my best to entertain and educate.
Wish you'd do either of those.
What? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What
that?
Keyboard cat.
Play me off.
What are you going to do?
Hey, it's up to the keyboard cat. We don't have anything to do with that.
Cat, what are you doing? That ain't right. I fed you and cared for you when no one else would.
That's the way cats are, man. They turn on you.
Freaky cat. That's why I hate cats. All right. Meanwhile, let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Jonathan Rhys-Meyers from the Tudors is 32 years old today. New York Yankee Alec Rodriguez celebrates his 34th birthday with his lovely new girlfriend, Kate Hudson.
For now.
Wouldn't you like to Kate Hudson? Date Kate Hudson for like a week?
Nope.
So that's all you'd probably get out of her.
But she seems fun,
she's
I guess.
Fun and cute and sexy.
No.
And why are you down on Kate Hudson?
No. Why such a quick no?
I don't know. Of attractive actresses in Hollywood, isn't she like about 400th?
Maybe. But he wasn't saying, can you have anyone else? He was saying,
I'm saying, if I'm Alex Rodriguez, I'm not settling for Kate Hudson. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
Only for a week or a month.
Yeah, you're not going to, it's not going to be a long relationship.
Yeah.
But I can sense going out with her, and she seems like she'd be fun. Yeah.
I get a sense that, like,
white pants, airtight. Oh, absolutely. Everything's open.
It is.
Open policy.
It is no holds barred in the bedroom with Kate Hudson. I get that.
But do you want to go after the Black Crows?
Really, really loves it.
Do I want to go where?
After the Black Crows.
The Black Crows. That's
I'm saying
true.
No.
Yeah. Did they all go there?
They all
or was it just Chris?
No, it was all
policy.
Of them.
Band policy.
It was band policy?
Yeah.
Pete Yorn is 35 years old today. Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live is 37. A couple emailers, by the way, questioning use of the bell with Maya Rudolph.
Absolutely, yeah, they were. A bell.
By the way, I
think she's very pretty.
I was a little surprised by that myself.
So you're on the fence as well?
Yeah.
Because I would bell.
You would bell.
I would bell.
I think
would
so, too.
I'm on the fence. All right.
I'm obviously,
Bean
would. Psycho Mike thinks it's bell-worthy, okay. But a lot of people beg to differ.
All right.
But that's
she's,
fine.
She's not like slam the bell a couple times.
No, no.
Hard,
she's but... like exotic, yeah. Attractive,
needs
sexy
to be the most
vibe.
Tepid bell there is, Bean. Can you just barely...
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Excellent.
Julian McMahon from Nip Tuck is 41 years old today, and Lisa is hitting a bell up inside.
You can't hear it, but it's ringing.
Inside her heart, where it counts. That's
right.
Where she keeps a special place for Julian McMahon. He's 41 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
All right, you ready to hear about crazysports.org? Kevin, this sounds like something you've been waiting for your whole life.
This is awesome. I don't know how somebody else didn't come up with this idea already.
Got a K-Rock listener named Dave who tipped us off to this. I think he's running it. I think he may be the, Douglas may be the genius behind this one.
Hello.
Crazysports.org.
Hey, is this Douglas?
Yes, this is Douglas.
Hi there. It's Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Hi, Kevin Bean. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you.
We're great, man. Thanks for the email the other day. Sounds like you're onto something here, dude.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's something I thought that all adults should have, you know, a chance to be kids again.
Explain to us exactly what your site does.
What we do is our organization is we allow adults to become kids again. We play lots of different childish, non-traditional games. A non-traditional game is considered to be like dodgeball or kickball, but what we do is we go beyond that non-traditional. Like we play slip and slide kickball, where instead of running to the bases, you slip and slide to the bases.
You kick it, and then when you run to first, you have to slip and slide through first base?
And to second, third, and home.
Nice.
That other
that's a lot of slip and sliding.
Yeah, and then another game we play, too, is slip and slide bowling, where the lane is the slip and slide, you're the ball, and you knock down these inflatable pins.
Now, are you allowed to use your arms to make creative?
You can be as creative as you want. Right. The pins are pretty spread apart, so for you to spread your arms out, it's going to be hard for you to knock them all down.
All right.
And then how we do is we do it at the park, and we put these cushions down, so it gives a little more cushion for the people out there sliding. This August 1st, we're actually holding our meetup for the Kentucky Bouncy Ball Derby, where it's like based on a Kentucky Derby kind of race style, but the participants are on bouncy balls. And you can do two things. You can participate, or you can make side bets, like, you know, place, win, or show with the participants in each race.
I hope it's as far as the Kentucky Derby. Isn't it like more than a mile or something like that?
Yeah, in perspective. But it's close here in South Pasadena. So.
Wow, that's
and then,
awesome.
You know, we have a game what we call Super Soccer, where it's actually the traditional game of soccer, but there's two goalies, there's six balls, and then two giant balls playing at the same time. So you can just imagine the chaotic madness that's going on.
So there's two goalies on each side, and then there's six balls, including two giant ones, in play at all times.
At all times. You know how when you were little, when you watch these little kindergartners or kids playing soccer, and you only have one little ball, and you watch all of them like little ducklings chasing each other?
Yeah, there's 22 people surrounding one little ball in a five-foot area.
Yeah, so what I came up with is just a super soccer where everybody's involved. So it's not just one person waiting for a ball to be passed. You just now got to watch your face because these foam balls are going to be flying all over the place that you might get hit in the face or something. That's the only concern you have.
Well, you don't want to get hit in the face with balls. I mean, Kevin would be used to it, but for the rest of us, you know.
Well, that's a different story.
How often do you have these meetups? How often do you play these sports?
Every weekend. If you guys go to crazysports.org, all the events are on there. We're also on the Meetup. I don't know if you know about that Meetup organization where they have like multiple different types of organizations that you can sign up for. And all our calendars on there. We usually do one or two events on the weekends for each month. And if you guys go on their sites, you can see which days are available and what activities we have for the activities we're playing.
I see you have a night of sake and sake bombs and karaoke, which is the only way to do karaoke.
Yeah, that's Bonzai Danielson, because we came to the conclusion that a lot of people, you know, want to drink and have a good time, but they don't have transportation. So in our scenario, we allow we go pick you guys up from your home, then we go to Tokyo Dells, and then we'll take you down to Koreatown to a place where we rented out a hall for karaoke, and then we'll bring you back.
Wow.
So this way, So this way, there's no way of drinking and driving and people worrying about, you know, finding designated drivers and so on and so forth.
How about
that? Our entry fee includes all that.
Well, Doug, it sounds like you've thought of everything. Let me give out the website again for people who want to check out it. Crazysports.org is where
Correct.
It is. And like Correct. You said, you got a calendar there with all the various events, a lot of fun stuff. You know, if this continues to grow the way it looks like it might, you need to introduce like 7 Minutes in Heaven, you know, some of our other favorite kids' games. Spin the Bottle. I mean, there's a lot of potential here, dude.
Smear the Queer.
We have a lot of games online. I mean, set up and I'd love to spend more time talking about different games, but we only have a certain amount of time to talk.
Yeah, all right. Exactly. All right. You're doing great work, and thanks a lot for getting in touch with the Kevin and Bean Show. We're happy to help promote it. Crazysports.org is the website. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, Kevin Bean. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, bud. Speaking of goings-on here at K-Rock, there was something very weird that happened yesterday. For about 2 hours or so, K-Rock was really just burning through the music. I mean, we were playing 25 songs an hour. I didn't think that could be done.
We were in a bit of a rush, and we're not sure why or how.
Not the way I remember it.
Now, I don't know why Linkin Park is sucking on helium. I'm not exactly sure how that worked, but for some reason they were, and it was pretty odd.
That sounds not good.
And Jed, who was on the air at the time, knew what was happening and tried to explain to us what was happening. And this is what he said.
This is 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q, and I hate to do it to you, Michael Franti. But I'm going to have to play your song, Say Hey, I Love You, 20% faster right now because we're having difficulties with our audio server. I told you guys specifically.
Here's what I like about Jed. This is where he turns on the audience and blames them
what?
For our problems.
5 years ago, I said, invent a good audio server for the radio industry. And because the people who do the servers right now are just terrible. So we're stuck with a terrible system right now because you didn't get out of UCI computer school or whatever and make a better system. If only for K-Rock.
Okay. Yes. It would be like you fire up your computer at home and your iTunes is running like that. Like, it's on a computer hard drive. It's not like you've got a record that you can speed up or anything like that. There's nothing logical that makes sense that would make that happen. But I'm a little bit surprised we don't have some sort of a backup system in the event of a failure like that.
We didn't have a backup when this played. Now, baby, the time has come. How'd you like to have a little fun? And she said, if we get on the KC on our way, I would not run. That's when things got out of control. She didn't want you. He had his. Chipmunks.
That's
a Chipmunks with date rape.
Chipmunks singing Sublime. Hey, Jed the Fish just walked in here this afternoon on Cinco de la Torre. What's up, Jed?
It's 106.7 K-Rock.
Right, we already said that. Well, what happened? What was going on yesterday?
The average human laughs 15 times in a day.
Right. Why were we playing music so fast yesterday on Sunday? What was...
Makes my mind shiver. Did you know that the microwave was invented when a radar scanner melted a researcher's candy bar accidentally?
Hey, Bean, perhaps the problem was with the person running the controls.
The
could have been some operator error, it sounds like. Yeah. Yeah.
The human stomach recreates a mucus layer every 2 weeks or else it would digest itself.
Jed, here's what we're suggesting. God. If we don't play the music at the normal rate, then people, it'll sound really weird.
The California condor is born with two penises.
We'll play the Foo Fighters at regular speed and get Jed the hell out of here coming up next on the World Famous K-Rock.
To the right, to the right, to the right, to the left, it's K-Rock Aerobics. I don't know what happened that we were playing songs at double the speed this weekend, but for some reason we were able to fit in 9,000 songs on Sunday by itself.
Well, maybe that's why.
Playing that in my step class.
Hey, you know, maybe you like Panic Switch, the song we just heard, but you don't have that much time. Boom, we got the two-minute version for you. You're covered.
There you go.
All right, Monday afternoon, Kevin Bean, Cinco de la Tarde. Our friend Ralph Garman has joined us in studio for a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
You know Tom York from Radiohead?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He has written a song for New Moon.
Oh, really?
The Twilight sequel, yes. Apparently Tom is a fan.
Oh.
Of Twilight?
Yes.
Is he a twitard?
He's a twitard.
All right.
He asked New Moon director Chris Weitz if he could contribute to the score of the vampire movie, and Chris said sure. And Chris said that he hasn't heard Tom's new song yet, but it will definitely be in the movie unless it's recorded sounds of him belching, he said.
Okay, so that's
so no standards? Really?
That's the only way that it won't be.
That's the only way it won't be.
Okay.
If it's anything musical at all, he said he will include it because he's a big Radiohead fan.
What if it's farting?
Hmm.
Acceptable?
Good question.
Yeah.
Good question.
All right.
I don't think farting would have to be included.
Yep.
You know, I put a moratorium on myself and talk about Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Well, it certainly is being covered. I don't think you need to, but in this particular case, it sounds like you have a pretty good story.
But I have hit upon a few stories this week that actually, in my eyes, qualify as news. So I am bending the rules for myself. Earlier this morning, I talked about the fact that Michael's nose is missing.
Right. There's that.
And by that, I mean the prosthetic nose that apparently he's been wearing for years was not on his face when his body was taken into the L.A. County morgue. And they're looking into that to see if it was stolen or misplaced.
Misplaced. Oh, my God.
I would check the drawer of assorted noses if I were them down at the morgue, because they must have that problem happen from time to time.
I doubt it.
I'm surprised everyone's just treating it like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, he wore a fake nose. I mean, that had been rumored for a long time, but no one had really ever confirmed the fact that he was wearing a prosthetic nose.
Yeah.
They said since it was gone, all that was there in the center of his face was a dark hole with bits of cartilage revealed around it.
That is not sexy.
And this story came to me this afternoon. A company is going to create the ultimate Michael Jackson souvenir. They are called Life Gem. And what they do is they have a patented process that extracts the carbon from your hair, turns it into crystals, and then grows it into high-quality synthetic diamonds that are manufactured in a lab.
What?
So it is a diamond made out of your essence. Now, Dean Vanderbeesen, who does good work, by the way,
yeah,
has said that he has gotten a hold of some of Michael's hair, and they said they have enough hair to make about 10 diamonds, and they will be selling diamonds made out of Michael Jackson's carbon for the highest bidders.
Sure.
Okay. Now, I know that for several years now, that has been an option for cremation. You can actually have your loved ones turned into jewelry that you can then wear.
Yeah.
But it has to look and feel exactly like any other jewel that you would buy. There's no difference in a Michael Jackson hair diamond than on a regular diamond.
But
so
it's made out of Michael.
A Michael Jackson hair diamond?
Yeah.
Which is what he used to call little boys. Michael Jackson hair diamond.
You can't say that. I wish we could, because that was funny.
Thank you.
So bizarre.
But people who are diehard Michael fans will get to have a piece of Michael forever.
Is he weirder in death than he was in life at this point? Is that possible?
Yeah. Here's to give you an idea of what they could go for. Life Gem created three diamonds made from Beethoven's hair.
Okay.
In the 2007.
Dog? Yeah, no, the dog.
No, the legendary composer, Ludwig van Beethoven.
But where did they get that?
I'm guessing from a lock of his hair that he gave to one of his lovers or something.
That's been passed down.
And one of those diamonds sold for $200,000 to a collector.
This sounds like a scam of the first order.
Oh, yeah, a diamond and you get a certificate.
Oh, it's from Beethoven.
Apparently,
yeah,
this company will also name a star after you once you buy the diamond. So you got that going for you.
If you paid 200 grand for that and then everyone you told either didn't believe you that it came from Beethoven or didn't care, you would really feel like it was not a good investment.
Doesn't that totally sound like something Bean would have?
Yes.
I have a diamond that's made from the hair of the guy who invented Pluto.
I don't think anyone invented Pluto.
He did.
Okay.
It's not real. Hmm. It's a fantasy.
Okay.
I have some of Gordon Lightfoot's hair made into a diamond.
That is bizarre.
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? G-Force is number one at the box office, $32.2 million. So,
I understand, and I don't read a lot of the reviews, but this is the best undercover special agent guinea pig movie ever made.
That's what I've heard, too.
That's safe to say.
Beats all the rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd like to get a diamond made out of one of those guinea pigs. That'd be awesome. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince did pretty well for itself. Number two, it made $30 million, then The Ugly Truth at $27 million. Orphan was number four, $12.8 million. Kept it in the top five. Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaur was fifth, and Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, six. Seven was The Hangover, The Proposal, Public Enemies, and Bruno, rounding out your top ten at the box office this weekend. Today's celebrity birthdays, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. He is Henry VIII in the Showtime series The Tudors, which I believe is going into its last season coming up this fall. He's 32 years old today. Yankee Alex Rodriguez celebrates his 34th birthday. Pete Yorn turns 35. Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live and from some movies. Away We Go being one of them, with John Krasinski. She is 37 years old. And Julian McMahon.
Yum, 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 yum.
He's...
Wow.
Lisa just made a Quizno out of Julian McMahon. He is from Nip Tuck, of course. And also, don't forget, Dr. Doom in the Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still in Comic-Con mode.
Sure.
He is 41 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.